Hello, everybody. Welcome to Canote Knows, brought to you by Dig BMX. I've never done the intro as part of the shit, but I don't want to edit this week, so here's the intro. What do I do? Rawlife.com. Use promo code Canode and get yourself some green superfoods. My guest this week is Chandler Golden. He is a great bike rider from here in Arizona, he's on his second wind of riding right now. He was a killer back in the day, and he's a killer now. So, we're going to sit down and talk. Without further ado, let's get into it.
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay, let's go, dude.
I do want to talk about your experience over your not riding for 5 years. You tell me as much as you're willing to tell me about that, we'll move on.
So when I was 20 years old, about to be 21 years old, I ended up actually getting in trouble with the law, and I ended up going to prison for 4.5 years. And so I kind of had a shitty experience with that, but I mean, it kind of definitely was a humbling experience. It took me to places that I should have never been, but ended up anyway. And so I ended up going into a reality that I wasn't like super confident in, but I ended up like adjusting pretty well and find out like going to a place like that, it definitely, you take a step back and realize like the reality that I used to have compared to what's in there, like the freedom, the even opening a door and being able to go outside to ride my bike. And yeah, like I remember like being in there, like I would like walk across the basketball court sometimes, and like I was so adjusted to riding life that I would like walk over the basketball court like I'm in the nose manual, like ghetto shit. And then but stuff like, I would say like if I'm gonna like touch down on that, it would be like that's hard. Like obviously like you go to prison, like it's like races and stuff like that, so it's like the whites, the blacks, the Mexicans, the paisas and stuff like that. So you kind of have like you know where you're supposed to go like right when you get there. And I went in for like more like a violent crime, so they wanted to put me in like more maximum custody stuff. So I was with dudes that are doing life in prison as a 20-year-old kid, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm in there with dudes that are literally doing 300 years for killing 5 people. And then so
that's crazy, intense.
Oh dude, it's nuts. Yeah, it's nuts. And then like the crazy part is like I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm literally a kid, bro. So like I'm like trying to like not get used and not get like fucked over by, you know what I mean? And then you realize like how shiesty a lot of people are in prison, like, and you shockingly how many drugs are in prison. Like I would
say that's what I've heard. It's easy to get.
Oh yeah, it's nuts, dude. Like if me myself, like I don't get high. So like I overdosed on drugs when I was like 15 years old, 16, and I was like, oh, I'm good on this. Like this isn't the life for me. I'm gonna back out of that. So when I got there, like everyone's doing heroin, everyone's smoking spice, and like spices is what it is. Like that's synthetic weed bullshit. Yeah. You know how it is. But like I was sitting there with dudes that are literally shooting a needle up and then passing it to the next guy without nothing. Literally like boom, here you go, bro. And dudes literally, bam, and like dudes are getting AIDS. It's like Pepsi all day. Like I seen dudes with cysts on their arm, literally like this so big that one dude put a razor blade and just sliced down, dude, and it poured down his whole arm. Like insane, bro.
Yeah, that is intense.
Like then you got cops that are like just out to get you. And like me, I'm a professional tattoo artist, so like that's what I'm gonna do in there, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna make 13 cents an hour cleaning the fucking kitchen when I could tattoo and make that in 2 seconds, you know? So I was tattooing and the cops hated it, bro. They hated it. So like you gotta think, like I'm this generic white boy, you know what I mean, coming from the streets, and then I got these dudes who have been here for 30, 40 plus years that run the show. And like people wanna sit here and be like, oh, cops fucking have all the power. Nah, not even a little bit, dude. Like there's so many corrupt police in there. Like
I believe it.
Oh, it's insane. And so like I spent a lot of time in prison just working out. I went into prison like I would say 143 pounds it was, and I got out like 220.
You turned into a tank.
And it was literally just working out, bro, and just trying to stay away from the drama. I like artwork, working out, and just trying to like humble myself, realizing like anything could get me into a situation that could like fuck my life over. And so like it was cool to be able to like do all that time and like still stay who I was, stay true to myself, you know. And people used to yell at me all the time, like, oh, you fucking live in here, like you fucking still on the streets. And I was like, bro, I'm just visiting, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like in reality I'm not here for the long time, I'm just passing right through. Like this is your guys' home, not me, you know.
Was your sentence 5 years?
It was 4.5, and I was supposed to do 85% of that, but the judge didn't like me. So when I signed for the 4.5 years, I was already in for 2 years fighting it, and they only gave me 9 months of the 2 years that I did. So I ended up doing like a flat 4.5.
Shit. What was your life like before? Well, I heard rumors of what you did, but I never really asked you.
Yeah,
like,
so
it's okay to not say it.
No. So before I went to prison and like all that stuff, I rode bikes. Like, So initially I started off like riding scooters and skateboards and stuff, and that shit did nothing for me. And then I started racing BMX when I was a kid, probably like, I want to say like anywhere from 7 to like, I want to say like maybe 10 or 11. I was racing BMX and I was actually pretty good. I have like maybe a couple hundred first place trophies and shit. So I raced for a long time, and then
that explains a lot.
Yeah. So it was like super fun to race. And then it got to the point where I was too young to be in the pro class, but I had enough first places to be in the pro class. So like nobody was sponsoring me. Nobody was hooking me up, which I didn't really care because I was just having fun. But it got to the point where I was being left behind by everybody because all the kids that were, I was racing that were in my class were older than I was. So I see like, I was literally just by myself at races. Like, here's the advanced class, Chandler Golden facing two kids that I'm going to smoke. You know what I mean? So it was like, and then it got to the point where like the kids that were racing me would they knew I was going to win. So they'll bump into me, dude. Like they would kick my tire and shit. So I was doing that. And then, after racing, I kind of just fell out. I think like I was just chilling with my homies one day, and I noticed they had like small sprocket BMX bikes, you know, and that back then that was like the shit. Yeah. So I was like looking at their stuff, and I was like, man, I was watching them ride on the street, and I was like, damn, that shit would be kind of tight. So I ended up getting a bike and riding, dude, and just never looked back. And then
that 11?
Yeah, it was like 11 or 12. About 13, I would say. I got my first BMX bike that I could like shred on.
Yeah.
And then, so I had me and my two little brothers, Kyler and Aaron. We would ride all the time together. Like Chandler Bike Park was my local.
Yeah.
So like I was there every day.
Scary ass local.
Oh, dude, my favorite though, dude. I would love it. Like I was the biggest park rat ever.
Yeah.
And so like we were always chilling, and I had my little brother was riding. Both of us were all killing it. You know what I mean? Like trying to just push each other to be the best. And my brother Kyler kind of like leaned back into skating a little more. And then me and my little brother Aaron were riding. And then I want to say June 2017, my little brother was crossing the road on Arizona Avenue in Knox, right where the bike park's at, where Serenity Ride Shop used to be.
Yeah.
He was going to get his helmet. And when he crossed the road, some dude that was smoking G fucking dropped his G pipe. Some girl in the car told my mom the whole story, bro. So he was smoking G. And
G
dropped
is meth.
His Jeep. Yeah, meth. Yeah. Meth, my bad. But so he dropped his G-pipe on the ground and he leaned down to get it. So when my brother was crossing, he was already hauling ass.
Yeah.
So he didn't see my brother and hit him on his bike. And so when he hit it, it like snapped his frame, threw my brother's shoes in the, like it fucked my dude, killed him, you know?
Yeah.
So I got a fucking like 12-year-old little brother, just got hit and killed.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
That's so heavy.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, he was like 11, about to be 12. And so when he got hit, he was killed instantly. And they tried to like, the cops, so one of his homies called me and was like, yo, your brother just got hit by a car. So I was like, is he good? And he's like, here, talk to the cop. So the cop gives the phone and he's like, I'm like, hey, what's up? What's up with my brother? And he's like, oh, well, he's fine. You just need to get here. So I'm like, cool. Like, it's not too much of an emergency. He's fine. So I hang up and I tell everybody at the house, I'm like, Aaron got hit by a car. They say he's good, but we need to head out. And they were all slow playing, so I'm like, I'm being serious. Like, something's wrong. Like, don't feel right. Like, let's go. And so I just hopped on my bike, and I went to pedal. So I start pedaling. They pull up on me on the street. They're like, come on, hop in. So I fucking throw my bike in the garage. Fucking we hop in the car. We go. Right when we get down the street on to, like, where Warner's at, right before we're going, or whatever. I think it's Warner. And we're going towards Warner. And sure enough, dude, fire trucks, cops, all this shit. So I'm so out of it because he says my brother's good, remind you.
Right, yeah.
So I hop out of the car. It's going like 15, bro, and I just start dipping. I drop all my shit on the ground. I'm going. Boom. I jump over this caution tape. Little do I know, to the right of me, there's a body bag. And I don't pay attention to it because I'm not thinking bodies.
Yeah.
So I hop over the thing. I go. The cop snatches me up. He's like, what the fuck you think you're doing? Blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, hey, where's my brother? He's like, oh, come here. So right when he walks me into the long longs right there. So we're sitting down at the long longs, and I'm kind of like, I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, what's up, man? Where's my brother? And he's like, oh, and then Tyler Coleman, owner of Serenity, then comes up, and he just starts crying. He's like, I'm so fucking sorry, bro.
Yeah.
And I was like,
and you piece it together there.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, what do you mean? And he was just like, and he starts crying, and I knew. I was the only one that knew, though, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, what the fuck? And I'm like looking around trying to piece it, and I see the body bag, and I kind of put two and two. I was like, nah, like this is fake, you know? And because I'm a kid. I'm 15 years old. That's not a reality, me to outlive my little brother. So I'm like, nah, this is fucking bullshit. So sure enough, the cops pulled me, and then my parents finally get there. Everyone gets there. They pull us into this room, and the cop comes straight up, and he's like, yeah, your brother's dead. And every one of my family members just dropped, bro, and I'm just in shock. I'm sitting in the corner of the room, like, in my head, I'm like, nah, like, it's not reality, you know what I mean? Like, it's not real, like, it can't happen. So we're sitting there, and it's just like a couple hours, dude. We're just sitting there. And right when we leave, the fucking dude that killed my brother came back to the scene. Come to find out, his dad was the head of the Chandler Police Department.
Whoa.
So he called the lieutenant and was like, what do I do? The lieutenant told him, we're going to go, like, go hide whatever you have and then come back to the scene. So leaves that girl and the drugs, and they comes back to the scene. They snatch him up, whatever. Dude only gets 7 years while he's fighting another whole heroin ring case. Like, he's literally in this huge, like, El Chapo heroin ring shit. So he ends up leaving before we, or, like, after we had left. So he gets there. All that shit happens. And then, so... obviously, like, I found out my brother's dead. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on in my life. You know what I mean? I'm 15 years old. I don't know what to do. My family's all, like...
in shambles.
Yeah, we're fucked. You know, and my little brother was, like, the glue to, like, everybody. Like, any little connection we had left to, like, other family members was through that because he's the youngest.
Yeah.
So we're getting to the point where it's, like, now this side of the family don't talk to this side. This side don't talk to this side. The glue's gone, you know? So we're sitting there, and it got... to where I was like, I was emotionally numb for a couple days, to where I like couldn't even feel nothing. Like, I was just like waiting for him to walk through the door. You know what I mean? Like, I'm literally sitting there like, oh, he'll call me. Like, I'll check his Facebook and shit. Like, something's popping up. And like, we're sitting there, and then finally got to the point where I realized, I was like, he's gone. You know, my 11-year-old little brother passed away, gone forever. I don't know what to do. That was my dog. That was my road dog. We rode bikes together. That was everything. Like, so now it's to the point where I was stuck between, how do I feel normal again? So I started getting into drugs, and then obviously like sex, because that's what I knew what was good to me at the time. I knew when I got high, I felt good, and I knew when I was fucking somebody, it was nice. So I just kind of let my life roll, and the snowball effect came to where I was getting high every day. I was barely riding my bike, and when I was riding my bike, I was too gone to try shit.
Yeah.
And then by the time I turned 17, I actually overdosed on Molly. Molly, dude. I had like a pound of Molly, dude, and we were packaging it because I was selling to being stupid, and I was packaging these pills, dude, and fucking just popped them too many, and it fried all the serotonin in my brain, dude. I was stuck in a roll for 2.5 years.
Stuck on a roll?
Oh, in a roll. Like, what? Literal in a roll. Like, imagine being at your peak of a roll and just stuck.
Jesus.
For 2.5 years, dude. It got to, and I'm like going to see specialists and doctors. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong?
Like, I'm feeling way too good.
100%. Like, I'm fucking, now I'm tripping. Yeah. So, like, dude, every time I go to bed, and it's literally like I wake up and I'm in panic attack mode.
Yeah.
And then, like, throughout the whole day, it's a panic attack. And then I go to bed and I'm just spinning because I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
And it was like,
yikes.
Dude, nuts.
That's
so
a
I'm like, what the fuck do I do? So I go to these doctors and shit, and I'm like, how does I fix this? They're like, it's anxiety. I'm like, what the fuck's anxiety? Am I dying? You know what I mean? I never heard of that. Yeah, I'm like 17. Like, I don't know what the fuck that
Am
shit
I
is.
Dying?
Yeah, so they're like,
is it serious, doc?
Oh, straight up, bro. Because I'm in my highs, it was real. Like, I felt like I was having heart attacks, like, out of nowhere. I was like, so the doctor's like, we're going to give you like this medication. And then they're like trying to prescribe me Xanax and shit. And like, I don't take like drugs like that because like, any like downer drugs, like my family's strung out on all that shit. Like, my dad's a heroin addict, my mom used to do heroin, my brother does heroin, like everybody in my family gets high. And I'm like, so like, once that shit had happened, and I was like, this is a wrap. Like, because as I was overdosing, I remember the only thing that was going through my head, I was staring at everybody and I couldn't talk, I was so stuck. And I just remember thinking like, damn, like, this is not the way you want to go out, bro. You're gonna be remembered as some junkie who was fucking getting high with his family. Like, that's not you. And so after that day, I remember I woke up the next day still kind of tripping, and I called my grandma and I was like, yeah, you got to come get me, dog. I can't live like this. And she picked me up, and I went and moved in with my grandma, but I was stuck. And remind you, I'm stuck in this role for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Can't work. Dude, I'm like trying to get jobs and like can't hold them because I'm constantly in a panic attack. So it got to the point where I was like barely making money. And then I found out like, okay, what can I do to make money that's going to be quick enough for me to not have a panic attack? And then it was tattooing. So my dad was tattooing. Remind you, my dad's one of the biggest heroin addicts in Arizona at the time. So like, this motherfucker's like, oh, I'm going to teach you how to tattoo, but then don't. Because he's so high all the time. He's fucking over there just nodding out or trying to do his shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck, bro. So I'm just teaching myself, fucking up all my homies, you know? I'm like, yo, you want a free tattoo? I got you. I'll fix it when I get good. So these dudes are like, they're like, let's go. So I'm just tattooing. Finally, I get to the point where I'm making money, you know, and I'm doing my everything that I can to like, just stay afloat without triggering myself to be like in a fucking panic attack.
Yeah.
So then shortly after that, I end up like kind of just getting really back into BMX. Like, it got to the point where I was like, this is what I want to do with my life. This is what I want to get paid for. This is what I want everybody to know me for. If I do die, this is what I want to be remembered as, not some junkie.
Yeah.
So I started just riding, bro. And it got to the point where I was riding park, and then I was like, okay, this is fun. I'm going to ride trails. So I started riding the Garcia trails. I helped build those. And then I was like, okay, time to go to the streets. And then once I hit the streets, it was a wrap, bro. And, like, don't get me wrong, I'm a park rat at heart always, but never. That streets has just got to call my name. It's, you know what I mean?
Different feeling.
Facts, bro. And, like, so I just started riding every single day. And then I started getting the hookups. Like, I was on Ethic for a little while. Yeah. And they were super cool, dude. They were blessing me for a long time. And then just, like, a few little companies like that were just, like, kind of showing me love. Nothing, no, like, serious BMX brands.
What's an edit to look up if somebody wants to see old Chandler?
Chandler Golden Quick Clips on Vimeo, dude. Right. Me and Rustin Owen filmed that.
Nice. Yeah, dude, I remember Rusty.
Yeah, that's the old Chandler Trap days, dude. That shit was hard. And then same thing, like, you could look up my Welcome to Ethic video on YouTube and stuff like that, too.
Dope.
But more or less, we're just like, it got to the point where I was just trying to stack all day. So I'm out there filming, tattooing when I can, but I'm just mainly, like, focused on bikes. And then ended up getting a girlfriend, and drama came with that, you know what I mean? And kind of just, I just once again let my life kind of just go downhill until I ended up back in prison. And now I kind of just, I spent that 5 years, and I took the time to reflect on who I wanted to be as a person and not what everyone else wanted me to be. Because I found out, like, real quick that you could be hanging out with the group of people that you think love you more than anything, but they could be holding you back. You know what I mean? Misery loves company, and that's real shit for all you guys. Like, you could be trying to do the best in life, but if you got friends that want to stay shitty, misery loves company, so they're going to hold you there.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah, and so I kind of realized that real quick, and then when I actually got out of prison, I noticed, like, right when I got out, I had 1,000 friends because they wanted that clout of, oh, he's back out. Like, oh, this is my dog. This is my best friend. I was just like, nah, I miss me with that, you know?
Yep.
And then it got to the point where I was just fucking focused, dude, hyper-focused. I got a job. I was tattooing again immediately. Like, within my first day, I think I had a job out of prison. And then my first day on my bike, I was out there. I remember I went to the bike park. My first day, I'm backflipping. 270 bar, switch bar, dude, down whips.
You've been, like, dreaming about this shit, you know, for 5 years.
Straight up, bro. So, and I'm telling all these dudes in prison, too. I'm like, I ride bikes. Like, I'm pretty good, you know? And they're like, yeah, sounds good. I got this fucking beach cruiser, dog. I'm like, yeah.
Of course, dude.
Yeah, sick mountain bike, bro. Like, and so, like, it got to the point where I was just, like, I got out, dude, and I was on a mission, you know? And I've not stopped since. Like, I've been traveling. I just got back from Florida, New Mexico, fucking, what was it, Vegas, Cali. Like, I'm trying to go everywhere.
What was in Florida?
Swamp Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
nice.
It was my first time at Swamp Fest. Dude, Trey Jones and them put on the sickest event ever, bro.
Yep, for real.
Yeah, dudes are lighting off mortars this fucking big, blowing up in people's faces. It was nuts. Some dude in a wheelchair got blown, a piece of his leg blown off.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, it was off the chair.
He's already in a wheelchair. It's fine.
Yeah, he didn't feel it. No, I'm just kidding.
He didn't feel it.
But
what was in? What about New Mexico? What was in there?
New Mexico was more or less just like, so for one of my sponsors, Spinelli's Pizza, so they were trying to talk about a team trip, and one of the homies was, like, super big into canal stuff, so he was like, yo, we should go out there, so we went, and it was sick.
They do have great ditches out there,
dude.
Yeah.
Ditches, and the campus that's right there, I don't know which one it is, it's off the
awesome.
Chain, bro.
Yeah,
it was off the chain. I was like, this place is sick. And then I met up with Johnny Ice out there, too.
Sick.
He's killing it.
I like Johnny Ice.
Oh, dude, he's so good.
Yep.
And then pretty much that was...
You talked to him about real estate? Is he doing real estate?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I know he's hustling his ass off. He's been riding
something.
Way more, too.
Really?
Yeah, he's been riding a lot.
That's
Johnny
good
Ice,
to hear.
Yeah, that's because I told him, too, when we were out there. I was like, bro, you, like, fell off a little bit. And he's like, yeah, I'm just focusing on, like, getting shit right. I was like, hell yeah. And and then lately I just seen him stacking.
Hell
he was one of the best back in the day. He was shutting
he's
down.
The shit. Yeah,
that shit was tight.
He's fun to be around, man.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
I miss Johnny Ice. Shout out Johnny Ice. I doubt he's listening, but
shout out Johnny Ice.
For real. Well, now that we got the prison stuff out of the way.
Yeah, for real.
That is so heavy. You just told me your life story.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Hell yeah.
I knew that your brother died, but I didn't know how. It's like, it sounds vaguely familiar, though.
Yeah, it was all over the news, too. It was real big. We actually, like... So we, like, got a little bit of money for my brother, and obviously my parents are fucking drug addicts, so that shit went out the window real quick. And then what was it?
Are they still your parents?
Yeah, yeah. Well, my dad's in prison right now, and then my mom's on the run, fucking doing her own thing. And then my other little brother just got sentenced to prison again for 4.5 years. Yeah. So I'm like the only one doing good right now, you know?
Well, good for you.
Yeah, man. Trying.
Fucking A.
Yeah. But, I don't know. We're trying to look into, so because the whole thing was kind of like shiesty about dude's dad being the police department and shit, so we're trying to look into like, how to get like that not to happen to nobody else. You know what I mean? Yeah. That shit's foul, you know?
Yeah,
his dad's literally putting him on game. Hey, you fucked up. This is how you're going to get it better. Go do this.
Right. And that's what he while did. He's on meth and,
exactly,
and a heroin ring. That's crazy, dude. Man, that's super heavy. And especially the fact that he was so young, dude.
Yeah, yeah. This is nuts.
Heartbreaking. Yeah. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you, bro. Yeah, he would have been a shredder, dude. He was on the... Yeah. That fool was... He's off the chain. Yeah.
Talk about motivation, man. Yeah. You and Zach Beerley both.
Yeah, straight up. Zach's my dog right there.
Just keep it going for them, you know?
Yeah,
facts. Heavy, yeah. Shit, man. What's been the highlight since you've been out?
So
what's the best part of being free?
Dude, opening my own doors, eating my own food whenever I want,
the little things,
driving.
Huh?
Yeah, that's the best. But I would say like the highlights of the last like year and a half that I've been riding my bike and free again would be like Swamp Fest was off the chain. Filming with you guys for Mediocre at Best 2 was awesome. And then I was riding with Garrett, Johnny, and Tony Ennis. We were filming some stuff, and that was insane to me because I've never been in a situation to film with dudes like that are that well known, you know what I mean? Like that up in the food
chain. That's the top of the game.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. And then we got like one of the best filmers in the world. Like you already know what's up. Like you and Tony, my dogs when it comes to filming. And then we got Nick Su fucking coming up too. He's filming a lot. But like you guys are like my three filmers right there, like all day.
Hell yeah.
You know?
You got stuff with Nick stacked up?
Yeah. That we did the one that I just put out, the Chandler Golden Street 2001. You see that one?
Get the fuck out of here. The you one just I did put out an edit? Oh, okay.
Flared that off that wall. Yeah.
You didn't just put it out.
Yeah.
But
like 3 or 4 months ago, I think. Yeah.
Dope. Yeah, Nick's dope. He's a super nice guy, too.
Oh, dude, I got super
to finally
funny.
Meet him at the Kink
session. Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Dude, super cool, dude. He's just trying to live. You know, he's told me straight up. He's like, dude, I'm just trying to, like, everything seems to be falling in line for me to be filming and doing BMX for a while. And I was like, that's all that matters.
He's just like, I guess I'm in this van filming these sessions.
So I thought that was pretty tight.
But yeah, Tony and Garrett are the top of the game. And how did that come about?
So
and Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny for real. And then so we were actually, I met, like I've been trying to mess with Fiend for a while now. Like obviously since I got out, that's like my main brand. Like that's who my main parts that I ride would always be Fiend because they're the strongest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually was obviously like tagging him and doing stuff like that. Well, I ended up going to Swamp Fest and I met up with Bob Pratt. Shout out Bob. That's my dog.
Bob.
And then
Fiend, right?
Yeah, Bob. Yeah, always Fiend and Bob. Yeah. Yep. And so I met him about Swamp Fest and we just vibed immediately, dude. We were like, it was just dope. Like he took me under his wing. He's like, yo, we're about to go party. We're going to go meet up everybody. So like he pushed me up with Seth Kimbrough, like all these other dudes that are out there and we're just chopping it up. And so when I got back to Arizona, he was just like, hey, like, get yourself a front wheel, get yourself this, and kind of just started flowing me a little bit of stuff.
Nice.
And so
through Unity, right?
Through Unity. Sick. So shout out Unity Ride Shop, best in the game. But so pretty much Bob had, like, obviously, like, we sell Fiend stuff at Unity, so I just get it discounted through there, or they just like flow me a bunch of stuff as well.
That's dope.
Yeah, so he was kind of just flowing me a bunch of stuff. And then I guess Garrett, Tony, and Johnny were coming down, and Bob messaged me. He's like, hey, I want you to, like, meet up with these dudes, show them around. He's like, and stack some clips. And he, like, I was like, all right, bet. So in my head, I'm like, I don't know what the deal is. So I'm going out there, and I put in work with these dudes. Like, I'm talking, like, dude, I bruised my heel. I cracked my heel bone, and I was still just running it up, like, hell trying to act like it was all good. You know what I mean? I'm like, these dudes doing the most gnarly trick. Johnny's doing the best bar spin stuff. Garrett's doing some whip shit. And I'm just like, all right, what do I do that's not going to be any of that? Like, some over there, like, just trying to keep up with them, you know? And humbling, dude.
Yeah.
To, like, ride with dudes like that because they're just off the chain, next level.
That's what Clausen was saying, talking about riding with those dudes.
Oh, like, yeah. Dude, even
you kind of just sit there and you kind of watch them do their video game shit. And then you're like, all right, I'll go jump off this roof.
Oh, yeah, fast, bro. And, like, shout out Matt, dude. Matt's been on a mission, bro. Once his knee's back, he's changing the game.
Yep.
Yeah, he's changing
the best.
Game. Yeah, and so pretty much just my thing was, so I got the impression from Bob, like, he, like, go out there and stack clips. So I'm like, okay, I don't know what it's for. So I'm just putting in work. And I'm like, every spot we go to, I'm stacking the clip. I got like 14 clips in like 9 days.
Wow.
Yeah. So impressive. We were on it.
And that's great.
It was just funny. So at the end, I told Bob, I'm like, hey, dude, I ended up getting like 14 clips. He's like, damn, I just meant get like 8 clips. So yeah. I was just like, oh, close. So I hit up Tony.
Get
and I'm
a
like,
clip.
Yeah. So I told Tony, I'm like, bro, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean to do that. He's like, don't even trip, bro, like that. So Tony was super cool about that. And Tony's a really good dude, man. He's super good.
I don't think
filmer.
Anything can bother Tony.
Not at all, bro. Yeah. And he's just super down to earth. And like, I told him about my life and kind of like everything that went down and like in mad detail. And he was just like super cool about it, super accepting. Him, Garrett, Johnny, all of them. And it was tight, bro. Like, to have such a good group of dudes that are like not judging somebody for their past. Because like, that's the thing. Like, you could be the biggest piece of shit 10 years ago and have a life changing experience and not be anymore.
Right.
You know, it could literally scare you straight, or not necessarily scare you straight, but just humble you to the point where you're like, damn, I don't want to be in this position ever again in my life. And that's where I'm at, you know. Like, that's why you don't see, I'm not getting high, I don't fuck with drugs, I'll drink here and there, I smoke a little weed and I'm just having fun, you know what I mean? But I'm not out there partying, I'm not out there doing the most, you know. And like, I used to be a piece of shit kid. Like, I was out there running amok trying to make sure my life was set. And that's not the way to live, bro. Like, it's not. Like, I'm more happy when I have good people in my life. Like, I got you, I got Brian, I got like all these dudes that I can genuinely call my friend, that if I needed something, I can call you up. Hey, dude, this is what's up.
Yeah, 100%.
And you're not going to be like, oh my God, this fucking crackhead. Like, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, bet, let's pull up.
Crackhead,
you know,
needs a favor.
Facts, exactly. And like, that's not who I wanted to be in my life.
Yep. The drugs lead you to be a mooch, and then the moochness leads you to fucking ruin friendships, and then you're all alone.
Yeah, you end up losing your family, you lose everybody. Bro, my thing is, like, dude, I don't even talk to half my family anymore simply because that's not the lifestyle I live anymore. Like, if you want to be in this mix, if you want to be in a position to where the cops could be involved and put me back in jail, then I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, I'm chilling. Like, I got shit I got to do.
Good.
Yeah, like, I got bills to pay. I got shit to do.
Family's nice, but you know what's nicer? Not being in jail.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people that are like in that lifestyle don't realize it, though. Like, you know what I mean? They sit there so blinded by getting high and just that rush of like what's coming next that they don't realize like they've lost everything already.
What's the deal with like how how easy it would be for you to go back? Like, are you on parole right now? Like, if you get caught hanging out with somebody who's doing drugs or that type shit?
So not anymore. I was actually on parole for like a year after I got out. So
you've been out for a year already?
Been out a year and a half.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So I got off in November, but yeah, anytime. So pretty much if you're get out of prison and you have parole, you're like, mine was almost a year. So if you get caught up in any way, shape or form, like on some negative stuff, right back. They're not taking you to county jail. They're not taking, you're going straight to Alhambra, and then they shift you to the prison you were at.
Yikes.
Yeah, so you're burnt, you know? Yeah. And then, but like, same, like, Brain's on probation. So, like he, if he gets in trouble, he's going to go to jail again. So, like, that's why, like, I try to always push him to be good, because that's my dog.
You know, you got
to
be careful.
He's been busting his ass. That dude works his ass off every day. So, like, I love that.
I love you guys.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly think, I don't know, it's, people do change, and
100%.
You should be willing to look at them with a fresh lens. Like, after 5 years in prison, you're not the same person going
definitely
in.
Not.
You know,
and like, it was funny too.
So much time to sit and reflect and think.
Bro.
You know?
And it's so funny because like I got out, and remind you, dude, I went in 140 pounds, just some little piece of shit kid that just did what he want. And then I get out 220, like pretty big dude, you know, long hair, like I'm doing all this. And everyone's just like waiting to see if I'm gonna fuck up again, or like what kind of person I'm gonna be. Cause now they're probably thinking like, oh, he's because I like to fight. Like, I'm like, that's how this happened, you know?
Yeah, dude.
So I'll talk about this in a minute.
He's off parole, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So like, people are like, oh, dude, he just got out of prison. He's probably gonna want to fight, be a douchebag. And that's not. And I got out, and I'm just me. You know, like, I'm just trying to have fun. I'm just trying to make people laugh and just go out and adventure, explore life, and.
You are
things.
Very fun to have on sessions, dude. You bring the jokes.
It's
fun. Yeah.
And then, but like, even like fighting and stuff, like with this situation, for many who don't know, because I don't really post about stuff like this on social media.
See,
you know?
What had happened was.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, so I was at the skate park at Tempe Skate maybe like 3 weeks ago, and some like 13-year-old kids are riding and leather skateboards, and this other 30-year-old dude pulls up to the park. Remind you, this dude lives in my apartment complex. I see him all the time. So like, he rolls in, and the kids are like, come up to me and my homie Kane, and he's like, they're like, hey, this dude stole our camera yesterday, and my backpack.
The 13-year-olds?
Yeah, the 13-year-olds.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, what? And so I'm like, go talk to him, see what's up, because I'm like, it's not my business, so I don't want to get too involved, because I already know I got an anger problem when it comes to like people doing shit like that, especially the kids.
That's fucked up.
So. They go ask the dude, and the dude's like, I pawned your shit. Sucks to suck, pretty much. So I'm mad, but I'm like, all right, stay in my lane. Like, I'm just going to chill. So the kids take this dude's backpack and, like, hide it. Well, I guess the kid found his own portable charger in there. So the dude runs up on the kids, presses them, where's my shit, blah, blah, blah. So they tell him where his backpack's at. The dude comes back. He's like, where's my charger? The kid's like, you mean the charger you stole from me? Yeah. He's like, I have it. So the dude's like, get up, give me that shit. So the kid stands up, and the dude hits the kid in the back. So right when he hits the kid in the back, I look at him, and he looks over at me, and I was like, nah. I'm like, shut it down. You know what I mean? So I look back at the skate park. I'm just chilling, and then I just hear him hit the kid again. Boom. Right when he hits the kid, I just throw my bike at the fence. And I'm like, hey, bro, first off, you're not going to be putting your fucking hands on no kid. Second of all, you're a thief. Not happening. I'm like, you know what? I grabbed his skateboard, threw it. I was like, that's mine. Grabbed his backpack. I was like, that's mine. Now you're going to walk to the pawn shop and go get this kid's fucking camera. And the dude's all, they left it here. And I said, I don't give a fuck. The skate park is a safe place for kids, bro. This is supposed to be a place where they come and feel safe. Like, they don't – why would I want to pull up to a skate park and be like, oh, man, can't put my shit down?
Yeah.
Not happening. So I'm like, I don't care what. I'm like, you know, you're going to go get this kid's shit. And he's like – so he kind of gets in my face. And sure enough, I hit him once. Boom, he drops. I hit him a few times. Some lady's screaming. So I look at her. I'm like, hey, don't trip. He's a piece of shit. She's like, okay. So I tell him, get up. So he gets up. And I'm trying to talk to him. I'm like, I'm telling you, bro, you're in the wrong. You know you're in the wrong. That's piece of shit stuff. Like, cut it out. And he, like, leans forward again. I was like, you know what? Boom. So I just drop him again. And but I ended up actually super boxer fraster, snapped the shit out of my hand. So never fighting again. Never fight, guys.
Holy shit. That's a story. Yeah. When did that happen?
Like 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it feels like you've been off the bike for a minute now.
Dude, it sucks. Yeah. Dude,
but it's only been two or 3 weeks.
And I've been trying. Like, I still pedal around. You know, I try to, like, get a little pedal in, but I don't want to mess it up forever.
So what is it? What's the diagnosis?
Oh, it's snapped. It snapped. You want to see the video or picture? Dude, it's gone. I'll show the chat, too.
She gone.
Bro, it's done, though.
How long are you supposed to be wearing the brace and not riding and all that?
So they said that pretty much just keep this on for a while. I go back on the 22nd, I believe, somewhere around there, and they're going to tell me if I need surgery again. They already recommended I get it, but I told them I'd rather not, just in case, like, because, like, hardware in my hand and stuff like that, I really would rather not. But so I go back on the...
Would it be permanently in your hand?
Hardware? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. They want to put a whole screw in. And then, but I don't really want to do that. But I told them I will, like, if I come back this time coming up and they're still telling me, like, hey, you need it, I'm going to do it. But yeah, I'd rather not if I can without it. Let's see. Oh, yeah, here.
Oh, she gone.
Yeah, it snap.
Damn.
Dunzo.
Can you guys see that? Look at that. Sheesh.
But, yeah, so that thing's gone. That's what I get for punching people.
That kid can say now, you should see the other guy.
Oh, yeah.
Now that he's all healed up, look at.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny, too, because I told him, I was like, just know, like, you live in my apartment complex. I was like, I see you. I was like, when I see you next time, I said, you better have gave those kids their shit back.
Yeah, fair enough.
And he was like, oh, I got you. So I gave him his skateboard back and all this shit, because I'm not a piece of shit, you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
Like, and I went and talked to him afterwards. I said, I didn't want to fuck you up, dude, but at the end of the day, you're not going to be hitting no little kids. Like, that's not right. Like, because if I went to a skate park when I was that young, and I used to
just
get
to hit a little kid in the back, even anywhere.
Yeah, it's disrespectful. Yeah. And so, I mean, it got taken care of. Like, I'm like, it sucks that it broke my hand, but at the same time, I'm happy it did happen, because that. Even those kids were hype, bro. They were so hype. I saw them actually like a week.
Oh, dude, thank you so much.
Yeah, I saw them like a week ago, and the kid's like, he's like, dude, thank you so much for that shit. I was like, I'm sorry, you get your camera back? He's like, fuck no, fuck that thing. I was like, all right, cool. I was like, that's tight.
It's good to have a tank on your side, man.
Yeah,
that's
great. But,
so you like fighting, huh?
I enjoy fighting when it happens. I don't look for it, though. You know what I mean? Like, if it comes to a situation where I know I'm going to fight, I know I'm going to fight.
What's your best fight story?
Oh, dude. Probably prison ones. Like, just
no shit. Yeah, of course there's fights in prison.
Yeah, anything stuff like before? That. Same shit. Like dudes trying to steal shit or, like, just be, like, piece of shit. It's actually, like, there was a dude in there that, like, he tried to, like, sneak through the cracks, and he was, like, a sex offender, and, yeah, he got fucked up pretty bad.
Ooh.
Yeah, because, like, I don't play, like, that shit. Like, little kids and stuff like that is just not cool.
Yeah,
so shit like that, but...
So it's true what they say about pedos in jail.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have it get the
killed.
Worst, yeah.
Yeah, they'll get killed. Yeah, no doubt.
Good.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, like, 100%. That's kind of the way I look at it, too. Like, I'm not all for violence, but when it comes to shit, like, certain situations, I believe wholeheartedly, like, run it. You know? And, yeah, so, like, I like to fight, but I try to avoid a fight at all costs. Like, I'll apologize to somebody before I fight them. But the second you post up with me, like, we're on. Like, let's go.
Yeah. That's the move. Avoiding fights is a smart thing to do.
I'd rather look like a bitch and not go to jail than me. Because 90% of the fights that I've been in, I win. And if the ones that I haven't, I got jumped. You know what I mean? So, like, it kind of just gets to the point where it's like...
Nobody wins.
Yeah, you lose either way, bro. One of us... Even if I beat your ass, you hit me twice in the face, I got a black eye. Now I look stupid. Yeah. You know? Like, pointless.
That's wild.
Yeah, so I try to avoid all that shit.
I'm on the no fighting tip. In fact, I've never been in a fight in my entire life.
Really? I wish.
But I, like... On the other hand, I'm like, shit, I when I'm like with my girlfriend, I'm like, I don't know if I could actually like win a fight. I've never been in one. Yeah. You know? Like, what happens when it gets down to that? So I want to like take jujitsu or some shit. You know?
Jujitsu is tight, dude. I actually studied it in prison a lot.
No shit.
Yeah, me and this one dude, he's actually like a full on jujitsu dude. And
sick.
Yeah, we would literally go in the bathroom and we would fight and just jujitsu and like slam, bro. And we're talking concrete floors dumping each other. Like, it was off the chain, bro. Yeah. This dude was nuts, dude.
Jiu-jitsu's all on the ground, dude.
Yeah.
How are you dumping each other?
Well, because, like, while we're going, like, it's all ground, and then, you like, we stand up and, like, try to, like, because I'll do, like, a standing arm bar and shit like that, too.
That's a thing?
Oh, yeah.
You stand up in jiu-jitsu?
Yeah. Well, you can. Yeah.
I didn't
like,
know that.
Like, prison style, I guess.
Yeah, prison style.
I don't know, but I don't study in real jiu-jitsu, guys. Don't quote me.
Jiu-jitsu jail.
Yeah, facts. But.
Shit, where'd you learn how to fight?
Being the only white kid at my school growing up. I grew up in the ghetto, dude. So, like, I grew up with my grandma because my mom and them were obviously doing their own thing. And
are they young, your parents? Like,
no, probably like 40s,
did they have you?
50s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they're like,
how old are you?
26.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. And so I kind of was living with my grandma, and she enrolled me into the school that was next to the house. And I'm talking ghetto, bro, like Southside Chandler, like Fry and Arizona Avenue, where that Walmart shit's at, like ghetto, bro, like Little Mexico. So I was literally probably the only white kid in my school, and you know how that goes, bro. Like every day, someone's trying to pick on me, and like at first,
pinche gringo,
pretty much. And like at first, like you gotta remember, I'm 7 years old. I don't know how to fight. I never even heard of a fight besides watching Dragon Ball Z. Like I was in that shit. So I remember, dude, just getting beat up a few times when I was a kid. And then I remember I was watching Dragon Ball Z one day. Swear to God, dude, I was watching it. And I was like, dude, if I just punch this dude back, he's probably going to feel it. And sure enough, I went to school and he swung at me, dodged it, and just started piecing that fool up. And then it just kind of escalated from there. Anytime someone fought, it was just on.
You're a natural.
Then, yeah, pretty much. Like,
turns out I'm a natural.
Shout out Naruto, Dragon Ball Z. You know it. Come on, trip. Let him know, dog.
Oh, shit, man. Well, I think that's a common theme for like people who get good at fighting is you need to because you're getting beat up.
Oh, pretty much, yeah. That's what it stumbled down. Same with like gay dudes.
Yeah.
Like those motherfuckers can fight. In prison... Bro, I seen a gay dudes knock dudes out all the time. And then it's just the funniest thing because they're just like I might be a punk, but I ain't no bitch. Like, I'm just like, okay, sounds good.
We love a good tough gay guy.
You ain't lying.
Badass.
Beast mode.
Let's talk about Unity.
Okay.
What's your role there and how did you get connected? And what is, I've never been in there. What's it like in there?
So Unity is actually one of the best bike shops in Arizona, probably United States almost. Like it's we have a lot of stock in, like any parts you need, we more than likely have it. Randy is the owner and dude's super cool, man. He's always down to help BMX, the community, always trying to do ride outs, jams, and he tries to focus himself in a positive way at BMX. Like same with like the riders that we have, like we're not allowed to post smoking weed, we're not allowed to post like us doing shit because we do have a lot of young kids that like follow our lead. And so Unity is just one of the biggest bike shops. We sponsor a lot of kids and kind of just give back to the community as much as we can. Obviously, like, not we can't just, here's a free bike for everybody, but we hook up a lot of people.
Yeah, and just doing like the group rides that are so sick because it's more than just like the BMX.
Yeah,
it's for the general public.
You got motor, you got Cirons, big bikes, skateboards, longboards,
yeah,
BMX. It's everything. Yeah,
bringing
so,
everybody together.
Yeah,
unifying them in unity.
Yeah,
you know,
out there. And so Unity kind of is just a spot where, you know, you go, you get bikes, there's roller skates, skateboards, there's anything you need. I mean, we don't sell scooters, but they're real big on fingerboards right now, too. If you're into fingerboards, go check it out. And,
interesting.
So me, myself, I'm actually, so I got connected through my homie Kane, you know, Kane Camacho.
Yeah.
So when I got out, I needed to get my bike fixed. Obviously, my bike was 5 years old, sitting in a, you know, fucking, what's it called, a warehouse shit.
Yeah.
So storage, there we go. And so Kane brings me over there, we're chopping it up, and I've already been riding for like a month and a half now. And so Randy sees me, right when he saw me, he's like, yo, I see all your videos, dude, you're like, you're killing it, like, would you want to ride for us? And I was like, yeah, that'd be tight, like,
nice.
And so like he discounts my parts and stuff like that, so we kind of got in touch that way. And then, one of the dudes that was running the Instagram for him was kind of just slacking a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of just put in the word like, well, if you need any help, I'll help you out. So he ended up making me team manager, and now I run the Instagram. I don't do none of the like story posts or nothing, but I post our riders, and I try to post as many parts as I can, but it's hard when I'm not at Unity. So yeah. I make Randy like send me the parts, and like I try to give a shout out to all the companies that show love to Unity.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
That's super dope, man.
Yeah, I fuck with it.
And Randy, I've met a couple times. He's pretty nice.
Yeah, oh, he's super nice. Cool. Yeah. Dude, he's funny like, as hell, too.
Super nice.
Yeah, he's super funny.
He called Clay Robbie or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's so funny, dude.
Which is, like, you gotta respect the just, like, sending it. When I don't, when I'm not sure about somebody's name, I'm not saying that. I'm calling them dude, buddy.
Yeah, 100%, bro.
But I respect the send.
He don't care. Randy's
like, all right, later, Robbie.
Yeah, he's like, later, bud. Fucking, and then, but yeah, Randy's cool, and then, like, I got like Feeble Life would be like one of my other sponsors.
Yeah, the wax company. They're from California, right?
Yeah, like Northern Cal.
Yep.
And Eric Metza, he's super cool,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
he's
I like
such
Eric.
A dude. He's so cool. And then like they sponsor like me, Zach Gerber, like a bunch of like Kane Camacho and like a couple other cats. And,
yeah. Dude, is Kane Spanish?
Kane's Mexican. Yeah,
Mexican.
He looks
Camacho.
Completely white.
Yeah, though.
Completely white. But yeah, that's my dog. I actually got him into riding bikes too.
Sick.
Yeah, he's one of my.
How'd you guys meet?
He went to junior high with my little brother.
Okay,
and
nice.
He was riding scooters and shit at the time, and I was already riding bikes by this time. You know, I've already been through the works.
Yeah.
So like, me and him started just kind of chilling, like randomly. We had mutual friends, so we were all like getting smoking weed together and shit, like just riding around. And then I kind of just talked him in, like, "Hey, dude, get a bike." You know,
yeah.
And he was like, "All right." So we got a bike, and then
turns out
I just
pretty good at it.
Yeah, bro, I pushed him. Like I literally was like pushing him every day. Like I was pulling up to that fool's house at 6 a.m. talking about. Yo, let's hit the dispensary and then go to the skate park. And this motherfucker's like, what the fuck? All right.
Good morning, bro. What
yeah, pretty fuck? Much. And then, so, like, but then, like, dude, he's been killing it lately, too. He's going through it with his knees and stuff, but he's killing it.
Yeah. I've been stoked on the things I've been seeing of him.
Yeah.
Shit. And he's younger, right? 23 then?
He's like 25, 24.
Okay.
Something like that. Yeah, he's not too much younger than me.
Your brother would be 23?
25.
25?
We're a year apart.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's. Me
got the story twisted because he said he was 11 and you were 15. I don't remember.
Yeah, no, that's Aaron.
Okay.
Yeah, so me and Kyler are your part, and then
wrong,
Aaron's my
wrong
youngest.
Brother.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Dope.
So and then Kyler's the one that's in prison right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then what's it called? Then obviously I got. Let's see. I just dropped Ethic clothing just for personal reasons. I touched down a little bit on Instagram.
Okay.
Just kind of like how it just
summarized for me. I didn't see it.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of more or less just like it just felt like. The company was shifting in a direction that I wasn't trying to like go in, you know, more social media wise instead of more love for the riders.
Okay.
And like, no hate to them. Like they've been killing it. They're fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But they're just on their own path, which is cool. And like, they hit me up saying like, they're going to try to fix it out, like trying to get back to where they were. And if they do like, cool, I'll run that.
Yeah.
But at this point in my life, like I'm just kind of focusing on my
there's
path.
There's two brands.
So there's
Ethica
with the underwears, and then there's Ethic, the actual clothes.
I was going to ask you what kind of underwear you're going to wear now.
Yeah.
Now that you're off Ethic, dog. So these yoga pants are in every single clip that we have together.
You don't ride in sweatpants, you ain't shit. I'm just kidding.
But, tripping.
But sweatpants, yeah, dude. So obviously, like.
Why do you ride in these gray sweatpants, dude?
So mobility is my. Like, I can stretch. They're not going to get caught. So a lot of times when I wear jeans, my pants like just feel real rough on my legs and stuff, and like when I fall,
you like
tears
freedom.
Up my jeans. Yeah, freedom. Yeah. There's air blowing, and like same thing when I get shinners. Like most of the times I get shinners, and it pulls up, my sweats bunch up, so it doesn't really cut my leg. It'll give me like the impact, but the cut doesn't get there as much.
That is interesting.
Yeah, but like my actual pants, usually it just tears right through my pants, like the different fabric or something. And maybe I'm just tripping.
For the flexibility, dude. I gotta get you some of these.
Bro. I wish.
These are flexible. But as your filmer and I'm behind you and all I see is your butt in these fucking yoga pants.
Slacked out, baby. Cakes for days.
Oh my God. He's got cakes for days,
come
man.
On trip. Let him know.
So your riding is a little bit different now than it was before you went in, I think.
Yeah.
You were like sending it on jumps and doing 720s off of stuff, which you probably still could do.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
Kinda. Seems like you kind of focus on grinds and combos and more tech shit.
Yeah.
What's the biggest shit you've done? Did you do something big with Fiend Boys?
Not super big. I kind of just, it was mainly just like stacking clips. I would say like.
Don't tell me the clips.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying like the main, I'd say like one of my favorite clips was like more of a technical clip.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we didn't, nothing that I saw that was like, oh, I need to like go super big here because like we were kind of just chilling.
Yeah.
And then I'd say like one of my coolest clips that I filmed the last year would probably be that flare off that building. That thing was tight.
It was very
cool. And I did it with a broken foot. Like my toes were all broke. We filmed that whole thing in 5 days. So
nice.
We were just out there. I was already gassed. You know what I mean? So yep. I was just like, I even told him, I was like, bro, we pulled up the spot. Cause I sent you mm-hmm. the question. I was like, did anybody flare this yet? Yeah. And you're like, nope.
Do it.
And I was like, run that. Yeah, we went back. Dude, I remember pulling up to the spot and I was just looking at it. And I was like, I put my bike up and it's immediate, bro. It's literally like this. So I was like, oh my God. I looked at Nick. I was like, yo, I don't even know if I could do this. I remember I was literally looking at it for like 10 minutes, bro. And I was like, dude, honestly, I think I'm not, like my foot was fucked up. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to do this, bro. And then a group of just bad bitches walked by. And I was like, start filming, bro. Start filming. And he's like, seriously? I'm like, start filming, dog. And I just remember hucking it and just ate shit. Bro, shattered my phone, everything. And I was like, I just remember sitting there. I was
you
like,
see that, ladies?
Yeah. That almost happened. And then we were sitting there. And I remember a couple minutes went by. And I was like, you ready? He's like, you can do it again? Yeah. And some mailman walked by. And he's just staring at me. I was like, you want to see something tight? He's like, sure. And he just stands off. And I did it. And he did his tight. And then I actually went back again with Eric Ballman to film or take a photo for that Dig BMX photo contest. Yep. Yeah. So that was tight, dude. That was
did it run? Photo.
And we ended up getting me doing a tail whip into a parking garage. Like I was just hauled ass and did a tail whip. Yeah. I'm surprised the flare didn't get in there. Huh. That was a tight photo. I fucked with it.
I'm thinking about what was Clay just in? The Silent Mag.
Silent Mag. Yeah. That's I seen a dude, a bunch of the homies got in there. That's sick. Yeah. Spencer Lufa's been killing it behind the lens. Yeah, he's been
Spencer Lee, dude. Spencer Lee. We love Spencer. Have you shot with him before?
Never.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
He brings all the flash. Well, I mean, shooting with Jeff Z is everybody with flash photography, it's a lot. But man, I went out with Lufa and Clay to try something at night and the flash is going off right as I'm going. I was like, oh my God, dude, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. You literally just see like a block in front of you, the flash.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's terrifying.
While you were away, I filmed that whole DVD at night, Lightworks, and I feel so bad for everybody now that I'm like back
you're
riding
like, my bad, dog.
Yeah, this is terrible. Yeah. Why did I do this?
Yeah. I know. I filmed one clip with the Fiend guys out at, it's like a, what is it, like a freeway pass thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a freeway pass to a bank. And I just remember, dude, I was like going up and I did the trick and like I got Tony's light on. And I just felt, I was like, bro, like, I'm aiming for my pedals and I couldn't see him that good because his light's like kind of beaming at me.
Yep.
So I was just like, oh my God.
That's
like,
wild, man.
Yeah. And I'm already not good at that trick that I was trying. So I was just like, okay.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I ended up pulling it.
Beautiful.
It was so funny. So like I landed it and I'm going down the bank. And I tried to like 180 just off the curb, just because out of reaction, just like I'm going off a curb, ate shit. So I had to redo the clip, bro. Tony's like, this motherfucker, bro. I was like, it's Garrett and Johnny are just laughing at me. They're like, why'd you 180? I'm like, dude, honestly, I don't know. Like, it just happened.
I don't know, man. I blacked out. What happened?
Literally, bro. It was like, I landed it and I was just in shock. So I just 180.
Yeah.
Like, dumb as hell.
So what are your plans now?
So
besides keep your head on straight and tattoo and ride bikes?
So I'd say like, as of right now, I'm kind of just focusing on that, literally. I just tattoo. I'm trying to stack up money now that my hand's broke. I'm trying to stack up as much money as I can so that when I do get back to being able to ride my bike, I can just travel, because that's my main thing. I noticed that since I've been traveling, I've been getting a lot more exposure,
mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about like, oh, making $1 million riding bikes, but I'm just meeting all these cool people, dude. I met Garrett, I met like literally all these people that are just off the chain, like hung out with Casey Harrison, like all these dudes that are like people that I wouldn't have met if I just kicked it at home. You know what I mean? So, like, going to Florida was an experience. My first plane flight ever. I'm like,
no kidding.
Yeah, ever, bro.
Wow.
Like, I'm terrified of flights, too. So, I'm like, I'm sitting there, and then the homie's like, yo, we should go to Florida for Swamp Fest. And I was just like, it's literally 2 days before. And I was just like, yeah, fuck it, let's go. I buy the plane tickets right there. And we
nice.
Yeah,
how much were the plane tickets?
Shit, like $600-$700 a piece.
Each?
Yeah. Dude, and I paid for all of the homies. So, like, it was on. I was just like, let's get it. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah. But, like, that's mainly my focus, is just kind of continuing what I'm doing. Like, I've got a good connection right now. Like, obviously, like, Fiend's flowing me some stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, like, Etnies is kind of hooking me up right now. Like, they're kind of at a standstill with whatever they got going on, which is understandable. Like, you know, I don't know how big companies work like that, but they've been blessing me a lot. And then I got Unity, Feeble Life, and then Spinelli's Pizza. Like, they're all hooking me up.
Dude. You get to eat for free?
Yeah, literally, bro. They hooked me up.
Chilling.
Yeah. And they put on some cool events, too. They just did that contest out at AZ Grind.
Yeah.
And I was the judge for I was the judge for all the younger kids.
You were the judge, and then you won.
Yeah, and then I ended up fucking competing with all, like, the adult class and shit, because they wanted me to ride.
Yeah.
So I ended up doing that, and it was fun. Yeah, I got first place.
You got to. Hell
yeah, it was super fun.
I haven't been to AZ Grind in a minute. Is the box – do they still have the – What's it called when you jump into the shit?
Oh, the foam pit thing?
Yeah.
No.
Foam pit's gone?
Yeah, all gone. They changed it out for like a box jump to a resi.
That's the only way I'll bar spin.
Really?
Into foam.
I'm trying to get like...
Maybe super. I'll bar spin on the resi? I don't think so.
It's nice.
If I have to land back on the pedals, like really though?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I have them so dialed into foam. Catch them, land perfectly on pedals.
The second
I'm out of the foam.
Oh, dude, that's how I was with switch bars for. If I would throw them and my bike would just drop. And now I got pretty good switch bars. Now I just toss it, but that shit was
bar spins. You know,
that's my trick right there. That's my shit.
What is your favorite trick to do?
So I mean, I'm real. My favorites probably like X up ride stuff is real fun for me. Crank flips are like, I used to love them a lot more. But I would say bar spins are probably my favorite tricks. And then like down whips and shit. I love doing down whips on stuff.
Down whips are nice.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah. And then the half cab down whip.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting really into. Yeah, that was one of my favorites. Literally just boom and then just cabbing out. It feels crazy because not a lot of people do them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, it's definitely different. And same with, like, flares. I like flaring off of stuff. Like, if I can get a good flare, like, I love doing them at the park, but, like, flaring in the streets, such a crazy feeling, you know? Like, it's just like.
If I took you to Chandler right now, could you just flow around and hit the box jump and everything?
Yeah, I'll throw the box. I'll do all that. I'll flip that whole box jump.
I wish I could do that.
Yeah, oh, dude, it's fun. Like,
you can go in the air real good.
Yeah.
What's that feel like?
Dude.
What's it feel like to air out of? Shoo.
It's damn scary.
I was just looking at some of your old clips. I think it was you reposted something
the other day. Oh, when I talked over the fence at Chandler?
Yeah. Roasting, dude.
Yeah, dude. That place is, yeah.
And just the way you looked jumping the box at Chandler, I was like, wow, Chandler looks like he belongs at Chandler.
Dude, that's my hometown, dude. That was my park.
Yeah, I remember back in the day thinking that your name was Chandler because you rode Chandler all the time.
Really? Dude, I have a lot of people will tell me, like, I had somebody ask me that yesterday. I was chilling. They were like, so is your real name Chandler?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. They're like, okay.
Yep.
I'm like, I don't see the reason to lie, but yeah, I say like we were talking about earlier, like my style has definitely changed up. Like I still love park and I'll ride it whenever. Like I'm that type of person, like I don't love, I'm not that dude that's like, oh, I'm a street rider, I'm a park rider. Like if you take me to a spot, I'm riding. Like,
yeah,
we go to a skate park. Yeah, we go to a skate park, I'm gonna try to shut it down. We go to some trails, I'm gonna send it. We go to the streets, I'm gonna try. Like we're gonna go in.
That's dope.
Yeah.
You got the attitude.
Yeah, and it's fun, cool, because like, say like if you go out with a company, say you end up getting sponsored and you go out with a company and you got a whole team of people that ride different stuff and you're one of the only ones riding everything, you're getting it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're having more fun than anybody because you got the other dude sitting there on the sideline talking about, oh, I only want a double peg of foot tall ledge.
That's me.
I don't want to jump this. My dog.
Well, like, it's not because I don't want to. It's because I can't.
Yeah. Like, but that's like how I look at it. Like, I just want to be versatile in everything to where anything I could ride is a spot. You know what I mean? Because I see dudes that are really good at just one thing, and it's cool, like, to each their own, but I don't want to just be that. Like, I don't want to be known for, oh, like, look at Kevin Peraza, dude. Off the chain. That dude will ride anything you put in front of him and make it look good.
Truly.
Yeah.
Like, he could get an X Games gold medal in anything.
Every time. Yeah. Every time. His last edit for that Vans one.
Yeah.
Dude, that does a nose five off that ledge. Yep. Insane. Like, dude's nuts.
Yeah, he really is. And he's from here.
Yeah, so. Literally. Tucson boy.
Yeah, legend.
What you want, boy? What you want, boy?
Trip loves you, man.
I know. That's my homie.
That's my dog, dude.
That's my fucking dog.
These are my dogs.
Look at the camera.
Hey, guys. These are my dogs.
My motherfucking dog.
Multiple dogs.
Yeah, I would say Trip's my homie.
So how does it feel to be a tank?
It's good now. So it's weird, bro. Like, from being so small, from being, like, smaller when I was younger.
What's your workout program?
Bro, push-ups, curls, pull-ups, all the time. I always had people, and I do like legs too, obviously, but like I never did like, oh, I'm just gonna do arms and I'm gonna just do chest. I did everything. Like a circuit. Like I'd have a day where like, okay, my arms hurt, I'm gonna do bench.
Yeah.
But like I would do 1,000 push-ups to 2,000 push-ups a day. I would do 10 sets of 100. So I would do like 1,000
Yeah.
And then I would get up, but in between, so I would do 100 push-ups. I'll stand
you're
up.
You're going like this. Are you doing diamond push-ups?
Yeah. So I change up. So every 10, I do diamond would be 10. And then I would do 100 like this, 100 like this, and 100 Y. And I would just change up like that. And then sometimes I would do like knuckle push-ups too.
Wow.
And so I would do that to 1,000. But in between the 100, so I would do 100. And then I would stand up and I'd get like 60-pound dumbbells. And I was curling 60-pound dumbbells like 10 out of 10 times. So it would be like 10 sets of 10 or 10 sets of
that's killer.
Everything. Yeah. So I do like superset everything. And then I would just grub, bro. Grubbing is what got me big. Yeah. Just trying. And then like I said, I wasn't getting high. So like I'm surrounded by 50 crackheads in prison that
don't
eat. Yeah. So I'm like, yo, let me buy all that shit off you guys. Nice. And they're like, they're down. They're trying to get high. So they're like, take all that. So that worked out for me.
What's the cuisine like in prison?
Trash.
Yeah, oh, no dude, shit. Trash. Tell me about it,
though. It's literally like, so they got shit like slop, which is in the county jails. It's like literally just soy everything, and it's disgusting. It looks like throw up.
Yeah.
And then you got like, once you get to prison, it's a little better. You got like, like in the morning, sometimes you'll get like pancakes, but they're trash. But like anything they give you is like as half-assed as they can do it. Like they want to give you eggs, they're going to give you the like egg whites of the nastiest shit you have.
Microwaved and
yeah,
shit.
Pretty much, bro. Yeah. And like, so you're not getting like very much like nutrition and protein because a lot of it's soy. Like a lot of the shit they give you soy in there, which and it's mainly because they want like,
they don't want...
Yeah, they want you to bulk up.
Virile men.
Yeah, well, and they want, like, so that way they look good. Because you got crackheads, if you're just feeding them soy, they're going to blow up. So, like...
Oh, I see what you're saying,
So when they get out, it looks good to society. Oh, they were eating good and they're healthy, but they're not. They're just eating soy. Why, when they're done eating the shit, they're just going to get right back to what they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, and then...
So when you say you, like, were grubbing, what were you grubbing on?
Oh, dude, so at the store, like, I'm talking, like... pork grinds, like chicken packets, sausage logs, like rice, like tuna.
Chicken packets.
Yeah, like it's like a bag of chicken. It's like raw, like chicken kind of. Nice. Not raw chicken. It's like cooked chicken, but like you could heat it up. Like, it's
sick.
Good though.
Okay, yeah.
So like,
so you can get some protein there.
Oh, dude, I was spending like probably like 30, 40 bucks a day just to eat.
Get your protein in,
pretty
you know?
Much. Because I was like, fuck that. Like, I was not about to be coming out looking like a crackhead.
Because
I was tiny. Like, I was small when I went in. Like, I was literal. Like, dude. Like,
I remember, dude.
Well, let's show the people. Like, this is me, 2017. Let's see if I can find it. Yep, there we go. That's me, 2017.
Holy shit! Look at that guy. Let's cover our faces.
Yeah.
You got a fucking 8-pack though.
Bro,
good for you.
That's called drugs. But yeah, so. I kind of just focused, like I said, mental health, and then physical health helped a lot, dude. Like,
yeah.
I literally, when you feel good, you feel good. You know, you do yoga, all that stuff. Like, you feel good when you feel good.
It changes everything. Yeah. It's the best antidepressant you could take.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. And like, and that's why I tell people all the time, like, if you're feeling shit, work out. Feel right. You know what I mean? Like, and you may not feel good that day in a week or two, but 3 months down the line, you're going to look in the mirror and be like, holy fuck. Because it's like a statistic thing. Like, when you work out, you yourself, because you see yourself every single day, you won't notice the results till almost 3 months.
Yeah.
And then you'll look in the mirror at 3-4 months down the road if you're not paying attention, then you'll be like, holy fuck, like, I'm looking pretty
good.
Look at
me go. You
know?
Yeah. That'll make the time pass.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. 100%. And like, but that's my thing. But it almost sucked, too, because like I said, I got out, I was 220, and I was just, like, so big that it was like, I felt like shit on my bike. Like, you know, I can still ride, but, like, I felt super stiff.
Yeah.
So, like, I let myself drop a little. I'm, like, 203 right now, I think it was. I weighed myself a couple days ago.
Nice.
And, like, I feel healthy. Like, besides, like, a broken hand and shit. But, like, I feel, like, top of my game, dude. I feel like my biking's better. Like, my activeness. Like, I run all the time. Like, I'm just out
of
here.
Nice. Good for you. What are you eating?
Everything. I'm a fast food guy, bro.
Get the fuck out of here. He's talking about health.
When it comes to work, physical
I'm a fast
health,
food guy, dude.
Digestion health.
I can't believe
is,
you would spend $40 on food in prison, but you go drive through Taco Bell.
And McDonald's, baby. Get it right.
God, dude.
Get it right, dog. Let him know, Trip. But yeah, so yeah, I literally I eat a lot.
You gotta go.
I know, dude.
You gotta get the fuck out of here, dude.
Dude, I be eating. I eat a lot of ramen noodles, dude. That's my shit. I probably eat ramen noodles like fucking 10 times a week.
Oh, ugh. Man. Well, you're still young, you know?
Yeah, 26.
Yeah,
I'm still on
that. I think I was eating like shit at 26.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm loving it. I'm out here living.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Dude, yeah, I probably eat fast food.
You
like
just said it without realizing it. You just said, I'm loving it.
Yeah, dude, I'm dead. Bro, I literally eat fast food probably 3 times a day.
All right, what's your order at McDonald's, man?
Bro, 10-piece chicken nugget with sweet and sour sauce and a large Coke. And I got a McDouble with no pickles and a hot and spicy. Any girls that are trying to take me out on a date, you know where to go. Pull up. Yeah, and then...
How many calories is that?
Fuck if I know, dude. I've never counted a calorie a day in my life. I'm trying to think, and then I don't know.
Do French fries? Do you get French fries?
Oh yeah. Bomb. McDonald's got the best French fries.
I think French fries from McDonald's is literally the worst food that you could possibly eat.
And they taste so good.
Of course, it tastes good.
They're literally the best. Look at that hair, dude.
There's like 70 ingredients. And 19 ingredients in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. Same with like the chicken nuggets. You see how like all they're all like that pink paste supposedly?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still eating that shit.
Just poisoning yourself.
Yeah.
I was with Jamil. We were going through an airport and I'm on my health tip and he's like, can we get some McDonald's? Like asking me, but I was like, yeah, sure. Fuck it. I'm down. And then right as we're about to eat, I was like, this is literal poison. And he just looked at me like, why you gotta ruin shit?
Yeah, for real. He's like,
and honestly, I don't know. It was I love a good McDonald's breakfast, dude.
Their shit breakfast is fire. Yeah. I will say that. Same with Wendy's has really good breakfast too.
No, I haven't. Yeah. I haven't been to Wendy's in 20 years. But
if you go get Wendy's, I mean, you're on your health kick. But dude, ultimate the what is it? Fuck, I don't even remember the name.
Ultimate Baconator.
Yeah, the breakfast
pancake
Baconator.
Breakfast.
Dude, the breakfast Baconator. It's like eggs, bacon. Dude, it's fire. Yeah. I was getting that shit every day when I was going to the tattoo shop because I worked right next to one.
Yeah.
Dude, I was literally just every morning because I was like, dude, I'm going to be late if I stop.
Dude, if you stop eating fast food, you're going to ride so much better.
No, oh, fake news.
That's fast not
food.
Fake news.
Fast food is what makes me
I filmed
advice.
You. I know it takes you 20 tries to learn something simple. Dude.
Sometimes, dude, it does. Isn't that crazy? I'll do, and it's wild too. Like, I'll do the hardest shit, like first tee, and then, like, it's always the simple shit that I'm like, done though.
Yeah, dude. I've filmed enough people to know like the one bang type of rider and then the like tech try something forever.
Oh, dude, that shit is annoying. That's why I try not to be like too technical because I feel bad. Like I'm that dude. Like I'll film something for hours, but at the same time I'm just like fuck, dude. Like I feel bad for the homie and then I'm like, but like see, but I like reimburse it too. Like if my homies are trying to film, I'm in that shit. Like I'm like I even went off on Instagram. Like not off on Instagram, but like I put a story about like. Like if you're gonna film your friends, put in your full-on effort because it takes like the minimal effort to even make a hot bar spin look theatrical. You know what I mean? Like you can make something so simple look good with the right filming, and then you got these other dudes who are doing the most world's insane shit, and it looks like it's filmed just the homie sitting there going like this.
Yeah,
which is it's cool, but like. Like if you're gonna film your, if you're gonna film your friends, put in that work. And same if you're gonna have your friends film you, make sure they put in that work too. Because you like, it could be the sickest shit looking like trash because it's filmed wrong.
Yeah, you gotta teach.
You know how it is. Yeah, exactly.
It's called yupping. Yeah, like, shout out Michael Yup.
Hell yeah, Michael Yup is dope.
Yeah,
dude, he filmed me an Instagram clip in California when I first met him.
Yeah,
and I was just like, I remember watching it and I was just like, yo, dude, that's
it's so good.
Dude, he's like this close the whole time and it's perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, Michael Yup is
that's a whole new sport that I've started following. It's not a sport, obviously, but a like skill that I was like, oh shit. And dude. Then I started getting obsessed.
Yeah, it's
upside down holding the phone.
Yeah,
and just
same. When they have that fish, pop thing too, I need to get one of those that like people put on the back to hold it. And then same with like Alfredo and then like DeMarcus.
Yeah.
Like they're all chilling.
They're
like
nice.
Michael Yup and all them, they're all right there getting it. So that's tough.
I've heard that DeMarcus has a bunch of footage stacked up that I'm very excited to see.
Dude, I bet. That
dude is so good.
His tire rides are literally like magnets, bro. He's just, he's on it.
He's a fucking athlete.
He's off the chain.
Brad was saying good shit about DeMarcus.
That's tight, dude. Yeah.
Brad was sitting right where you are, dude.
Shout out, Brad. Sends,
you're coming out before him, though.
Just know I'm coming for that title. Just kidding.
Hey, hello, Adidas. It's me, Chandler Golden.
Yeah, we about to.
I'd like
some
to file
out.
A complaint against Brad Sims.
Yeah, for being too good.
So you got some clips with me. You got some clips with Nick stacked, or no? Those are all out.
No, yeah. So I put those out. So and the only clips that I have right now, mediocre at best. Too. I got clips for you guys, and then that East Lemon Street with Zach and them.
Yeah,
I got a few clips
cool.
in there.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then what is it? The Tony Ennis and me got clips together too. And that's kind of the only stuff I have out there right now.
What are you doing while you're injured? Do you have clips stacked up to post?
No. So I kind of like randomly stuff, or I'll just go through like my old stuff and post because I have
just
that
recycle
whole old
shit.
Instagram that I used to have.
Yep.
And so I post a lot of that. And I'm kind of right now just kind of staying on the down low till my hand heals, and then I could just stack the fuck up.
Yeah. I think I asked you this, dude, but how long?
Probably a couple months. Hopefully, hopefully it's already been almost a month. So I'm hoping like another month and a half tops. Like
it's a full ass bone break. Dude.
Yeah. Once this is connected and like,
dude, it just makes you realize how fragile we are.
But I didn't even realize. And what sucks is like, because I thought he was.
Are you
closer.
Lefty?
I'm right-handed. That's what's crazy. Is like my first punch was left just because he was like closer.
Yeah.
But I assumed he was closer, so when I swung, I thought I was gonna hit him here, but he was farther back than I assumed because I was standing like this. So when it hit, I just caught only the back of my hand.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've learned how to punch, even though I've never been in a fight. You're the only one to hit with these two.
Yeah, facts, bro.
Ooh, and you hit that, and you're just
only, dude, literally
shattered.
Just and it, dude, it split, dude, so bad. He just literally hit him here, and it was leaking, dude, down his ear, all the way down. Dude, it was like going through his hair.
Karen's in the back.
So bad.
No!
Oh, she was tripping, bro. Tripping. She's like, oh my God, stop. I literally was just like, yo, chill. Piece of shit. Like, calm down.
That's so good.
Yeah, I went and talked to her after,
ma'am,
too.
Excuse me.
Yeah, dude, she was literally sitting there putting on her rollerblades afterwards, and I like walked up. I was like, yeah, I just want to say, like, this is kind of what went down. This is why. I was like, I didn't mean to disrespect you in no way. Like, but I felt personally like that should have been taken care of, and I did. I was like, if you feel some type of way, I sincerely do apologize. Nice. And she's like, no, it's okay. I was like, all right. She's like, it was just scary. I was like, yeah, I get it.
What a sweetie.
Yeah, she was cool.
You're a sweetie for apologizing to her.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah, dude, I don't want it to leave no bad taste in nobody's mouth when it comes to me.
That's great.
You know? Yeah.
Do you have any, I was going to say bad taste in people's mouths, like prior, like, do you have shit that you regret? Obviously, you have shit that you regret.
Yeah, I mean.
We all do.
Kind of. I would say, like, do drugs would be, like, my only thing, dude. Like, don't get me wrong, I've pissed a few people off back in the day, and, like, I still piss people off now because I am who I am. But, like,
yeah.
Seriously, like, people.
You're
like,
a fucking character.
Yeah, like, and I've had people literally get mad because they're, like, I had somebody genuinely hit me up and was, like, I think it's fucking bullshit how you just got back out and you're already riding the way you do. Like, seriously, like, was upset. And I hit him up afterwards and he was like, my bad, I was drunk and this. But he was, like, genuinely upset that I was, like, riding, like, hard again.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I just told him, I was like, it's all, like, my bad, bro. Like, I'm going to keep doing me regardless. Like, so, like, you can continue to watch and be mad, or you could, like, support me. And like, that's my thing. Like I said, misery loves company,
dude. That's a drunk hater, yeah.
Yeah, bro, misery loves company. If someone's down bad and they see you doing better, they don't want that. Like, and that's a lot of the times.
Yep.
And, like, that's, like, my biggest thing is, like, I'm always trying to be better than I was the day before, like, whether it's in riding, live, tattooing, like, anything.
Eating.
Yeah.
Healthy eating.
I mean, we'll talk about that another year. But I know that, like, I focus really hard on just really trying to, like, be better than I was the day before.
Yes.
In any situation I come about, you know?
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah. So I try to do that, and I don't know, I'm trying to just stay positive. And like I said, people hate, like, I have people hate on me all the time. Oh, this, he's out here doing this and didn't hit us up and this, like,
that happens.
Yeah, well, yeah. I even, like, I was filming with Garrett and them, and you gotta remind you, Garrett's filming for his X Games shit, Johnny's filming for his Fiend stuff, I'm filming for who knows what with Tony, and dudes are getting mad because I didn't hit him up to come out and ride with everybody. But I'm like, that's not my, like,
that's,
I'm
not
getting,
your call.
I'm getting the invite to go hang out with these dudes. I'm not going to be like, hey, everybody,
by
come
the way,
chill with
us. Let me pay my friends.
Like, yeah, so, like, people were genuinely upset that I was, like, not, and like, it wasn't that I was, like, avoiding anybody or, like, not hitting anybody up. Like, if you wanted to pull up and happen to be in the area, cool, pull up. Like, you ride with us, but it wasn't like, hey, everybody, I'm riding with Garrett, come on down. Yeah. It's going to be a fucking circus show.
That shit never ends. Cool invite. Thanks for the invite, bro.
Sick, bro.
That
and, like, never ends. And I get it. Like, if it's a joke, like, if I see you guys out with Nick and them, I'll be like, I'll say it just because it's fucking funny. But, like, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? You guys are out there stacking, doing your thing. Run that.
Yeah.
And, like, that's a big thing for me is, like.
Cool invite. Invite yourself, man.
Yeah,
come.
Straight up. And, like, you know how I am, bro. Like, I'm always trying to ride. Like, if I'm not tattooing, I'm in there. Like, I'm trying to always be somewhere. And, like, it's, I don't know.
So how are you staying sane while you can't ride right now?
Tattooing. That's okay. Yeah. I got a kendama, so I just do that all day. I'm trying to get good at that. And, dude, watch anime, bro. I watch anime all day.
No shit.
Yeah.
Cool. What's an anime? Like, I'm a rookie with anime. I've watched it. What did I watch? Death Note? I watched Death Note.
Okay, see, I've only watched a little bit of that one. I watched the real version of it, too. It was whack. I didn't like it. So, like, I recommend, if you're going to watch anything, Naruto, Avatar The Last Airbender, right now, Hunter x Hunter, sick, bro.
Hunter x Hunter,
sick. And then, like, One Piece and just
these
stuff
all series.
Like, they're whole shows, bro. Nice. They're sick though.
Where do you watch them? Hulu, Netflix?
Yeah, all over Hulu. Hulu's got more of them, but, like, anime stuff. And then Netflix has, like, the few that you'll catch. Yeah. Like, same with, like, Full Metal Alchemist is sick. You'll,
I've
like
heard
that.
Of that one.
Yeah, that one's fire. Huh. I like that one.
What are you kissing me for?
I think when anime was, like, pop in with my friends, I was like, it's cartoons, dude. I'm like, I can't get past that.
Yeah, but, so I was really like that back in the day too, or I was like, but I was also like, I was high every day, like, doing my own shit. I was never even at home to watch a fucking TV. Yeah. So, like, once I, like, finally chilled out in life, I remember, like, sitting back and, like, watching it, and I just remember getting, like, as I'm watching it, getting flashbacks of my childhood, being a kid, like, watching, like, this is
so you start
sick.
Feeling all
so you feel like a childhood, like, you're like, this is tight.
That's dope.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
What about Black Mirror? That shit just came out.
I haven't seen that yet. I did hear about that. I want to see it.
The show in general, you haven't seen?
Not
yeah,
at all.
It's
yeah.
a good one.
Yeah, some chick that I'm talking to, she had that on there. Like, she was telling me about the show, or, like, I saw it on her. On her screen, she, like, sent me a Snapchat, and I saw it. I was like, "What is that?" She's like, "It's a show." I was like,
"It's a new season of it, and it is so." I haven't watched the new season, but the show, like, the show, I don't know how long ago it came out, but shit that was in the show 7 years ago is happening now. Like, it's like, what's it called when it's dystopian type shit where like VR, this is a fun episode. There's two dudes that go into this VR world and then they're like playing a boxing game or something, and one's a chick and one's a dude, and then like it's a free world game, so they end up like kicking it and hanging out, and then they fall in love with each other inside the video game, and they're just like fucking, and then it makes everything weird in real life because they're like in love. I forget how it ends, but that's a hell of an episode.
Oh, dude, that's tough.
Then there's like drone bees that come and kill you, like a swarm of just drone bees can come into your house and attack you.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
Surveillance type shit. All the stuff that's
Black
like
Mirror?
Yeah, I'll and you know out. Why it's called that is because this is like a little Black Mirror.
Yeah.
You know,
that's tight.
Trippy to think about.
Fuck yeah, that's hard.
There was a question that I was gonna ask you. I forget. It's gone.
Let's see.
It's gone.
Let's see. What do you usually do on these, like Mount Rushmore?
Oh yeah, like you ready for your podcast questions?
Yeah, let's go.
The staples. Yeah. In your whole writing career, what clip are you most proudest of?
Oh man, that's a
from Chandler
one.
Quick Clips on Vimeo.
So tucking over the, I have a few, I would say, like probably tucking over the Chandler bike park fence was crazy.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, just because like the only other person to ever really do anything was Ryan Gutler. Was that right? Yeah, he jumped over it. And then I like a few other people had tried, like Dakota Bratt tried it and fell. David Krause did it chainless. And then I remember I was like, dude, I need to do something. I remember, dude, I was trying to tuck it, and I was trying to just jump it, bro. And I jumped it like three times, and I was just eating shit. And I literally looked at Russ, and I was like, bro, I might as well just trick it if I'm gonna fall. And I literally, right after, I just went, boom, just tucked, and I landed
nice.
It.
I might as well just trick it if
I'm gonna
fall.
Bro.
That's
and
the spirit.
Probably that 720 off that sign was pretty crazy.
That's
and then
pretty good.
That was my first ever front flip over big trails like that. So
boom.
And then, so.
Dude, we should film at Garcia's.
Dude, it's huge. I don't even like jumping them now. Dude, I went there with Brian, and I was like sitting there. I was like, man, because I haven't rode something that big in a while. So I'm like, I remember like we were riding the wheel section. And I was just like, man, I don't know.
Maybe
yeah.
Not.
Well, and they keep building them steeper and steeper. Like, so like before it was like super steep takeoff, but like a nice landing, which is cool. Like when it comes to this, I'm not that good. Like I can land good, but like if I'm doing spins, I spin weird. Like when I'm like hitting big jumps and I spin, I do like a weird like look back thing where I just like hold my bike like this. So I like manual down stuff most of the time. So like I'm not trying to eat shit like that.
Yeah, for real.
Especially on dirt. That should be hurting.
Oh man, that's pro shit.
Facts.
Like nosing into a
you're like literal perfect. Yeah. Like, you gotta like get the transition good, which I can, but like if I'm tricking something, there's more of a chance that I'm gonna land manual or like flat.
Just
you know?
Loop out.
Yeah, facts. And like, I'm not trying to do that there.
I would love to learn to ride dirt, but not there. That shit is too advanced.
They got those ones in Flagstaff, I guess, that are like supposedly super sick.
Yeah, I've seen people ride it all the time.
Yeah,
I've never been.
Yeah,
yeah, I think Prescott too has.
Yeah, there's those ones too next to the ledge.
Yeah, there's so much shit that we haven't there that I haven't ridden, and I've been riding here for.
I feel that.
Forever.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Another clip. That probably that flare, dude. That flare is one of my favorite clips.
Just
and the fact like it's in like in the streets and on the side of a barber shop. Like, that shit was pretty tight.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought that was chill.
It's a great spot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember all the things that I've seen there. Not that much. Like
I saw some skater shit there.
Yeah.
Eric Ballman. He's the one who, because he told me about it because I posted a picture of it, and then he sent me a picture of some skater dude going like all the way to the roof.
Up. Yeah.
And I was like, damn. He's like, what'd you do there? And I sent him it, and he was like, can we go back and do a photo?
Oh hell yeah.
And I was like. I was thinking in my head too. I was like, dude, I don't want to do it. Like, I really didn't. And I was just like, yeah, let's go, dude. And we went and I just did it. I think I did it, I want to say second try. I think the first one I like kind of just like did dip 540. And the second one I was like, all right, I got this. And I just pulled the flare.
Boom.
Yeah, it was tight though.
All right. And then scariest shit that you've ever done. I guess one on the bike and then one off the bike. What's the scariest shit you've ever done? First bike.
Okay. So... Damn, that's a hard one. That is actually super hard. Probably learning front flips, dude, was like my sketchiest thing. Like, just because I learned them at Garcia's. Like, full send? Yeah, well, I was riding with Greg Latecki. Shout out Greg and Standard. Fucking.
He seems like a full send kind of guy.
He's
learning on the dirt, bitch.
So, yeah, we're jumping in, dude, and I just learned how to backflip over the dirt jumps because I had flips, but I never did nothing over that big. So I backflipped it, and right when I landed, I remember getting up to the top. And Greg was just sitting there, and he's like, so you're going to front flip it? And I was like, what? Great. Yeah, I'd never front flip before. Like, never, I've never even tried it in foam. And I was like, no. He's like, "What, are you fucking pussy?" And I was like, "No." And he was like, "Yeah, whatever." Like, started like talking shit. And I was looking, I just remember thinking, like, "Fuck this dude." I'm like, well, and I remember I was like, "All right, bet." And I like looked at him and I was just like, "All right." Dropped in, I hit the first one, and I just remember thinking, I was like, "You're gonna fucking eat shit so hard, dude." Hit the second one, and I was like, "Don't do it." And I remember right when I landed for the third one, I just was like, "Send it." And I just fucking hugged, dude. And I went, stuck upside down perfectly. It was just dumb. And I think we sat there for, I tried it like 30 times, dude.
Wow.
And landed on my back each time. Each time. There was not even no getting closer. Like, it was literally to my back, to my back, to my back. And then I just remember I was looked at him and I was like, "Dude, I got it." And I just landed it. And he was like, "I've never seen anybody just talk something out there like that." But that was probably one of my favorite clips. And then
remind me to call you a pussy next time we're filming. Fuck, dude.
Might as well. Talk shit, bro. Talk shit to your friends when they're riding. They're going to land some shit. Yeah, BMX game got soft. So know that.
I love talking shit while filming. Know that. Just especially when people are like, "Oh, I'm never going to land it." I'm like, "Yeah, of course you're never going to land
it." Yeah, not with that fucking attitude, puss. Yeah, that's why I tell everybody, "All right, not with that attitude, you little fag."
It's Pride Month.
Oh, yeah. Shout out my fag, homie. Jesus. LGBTQ forever. And then...
Scariest thing, not bike.
Not bike, dude. I'm trying to... Like, not gangster stuff. Like, shootouts and stuff. I've been in, like, shootouts and, like, stuff like that.
I've never been in a shootout. What's being in a shootout like?
Sketchy as fuck, dude. Yeah. But like I said, only white kid in the neighborhood. I remember, dude, the first time I ever got shot at was walking down the street.
Wow.
Yeah, I was walking down the street. It was me and I was going to my homie Darian's house and we were walking. And as I'm on the main road, bro, and I just hear somebody, like, I could hear, like, the tire screech. And I look back and I seen this window roll down, dude. And I just saw a gun pop out. And I just remember, I just fucking jump over the wall and I just heard, bah, bah, bah. And I was like, they passed me. They like turned in the neighborhood, and I stood up, and there was bull holes like right where I was standing.
Wow.
Yeah, they just don't care.
Like targeted or no?
Just savages. Just gang shit. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah. So that was in the like same like.
That's scary.
Yeah, like stuff like that is scary. You know, that's kind of like, I would say that lifestyle of scary, but like having fun scary would be like going to like Canyon Lake and shit. You ever been there?
Yeah.
So like, you know that bridge, that not the one you first passed, but the one that's the second bridge by the boat marina. So I climbed up to the highest point of that one time and did a front flip 180. That shit was sketchy. Bro, it's like this wide at the top, guys. And like, I get up to the tip top, and as I stand there, a fucking gust of wind blows, almost knocks me off. And it's like three semis high up.
Yeah.
So like, just to the street, not even just to the water, is like another fucking 60-foot drop. So like, dude, I like, and it almost drops me back towards the road. That was
scary. That's pretty sketchy.
Yeah,
and
shit
scary,
like,
yeah.
But like, shit like that. I do shit like that all the time, though. Like,
yeah.
I live like, I try to live like on a more like, sketchy side, you know, like, yeah. Doing fun shit is fun.
Cool. You have the huck it button.
Yeah, facts. Just I'm trying to send it everywhere we
click
go.
Click it. Yeah.
Yeah, because I want to, like, that's my thing, dude. Like, same with, like, filming stuff and, like, doing, like, I want to be able to, like, at the end of my life, dude, when they all said and done, like, I can sit there and everybody's going to be like, "Bro, look, remember this clip of Chandler? Remember when we went out here and did this crazy ass shit? And I, oh, remember we were playing games at home? Remember when Chandler would go out to the club?" Like, yeah. Fuck that. Yeah. I want to be out, like, remembered as the dude who was out there doing his thing.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I love that.
I think that would be sick.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Who was your favorite rider when you were young? Like, who's your biggest influence on, like, your young riding? That's a new podcast question.
Yeah. So my first actual, the reason I got into, like, not just my friends, like, the first thing that got me, like, super into, like, I want to take bikes, like, go serious with this shit was Danny McCaskill.
Nice. You know who that is? Yeah.
Dude, Danny McCaskill was crazy. I just remember dudes, like, on the big bike stuff, too, yeah. Which was crazy. Like, I wasn't super appealed to that. It was just the fact, like, what he was doing.
Yeah.
And, like, the dudes, like, rail hop, like, on landing on back tire and then front flipping off shit. I was like, this dude's insane. Like,
yep.
And then it kind of got into where...
He went super, super viral.
Dude,
you know?
He's off the chain. Like, yeah. I just seen a post of his today. Like, he's just hopping, like, finds shit in the middle of nowhere, and he's just like, "I'm going to front flip off this," which is nuts.
Pretty cool.
But, yeah, Danny McCaskill was, like, my main one. And
that's interesting. I never would have guessed
that. Yeah, dude, that was my dog. That was my favorite rider. Yeah, he's cool.
All right, so now I got to know who's on your Mount Rushmore.
So, that's a hard one.
You knew this one was coming.
Mount Rushmore, dude, definitely would be Garrett Reynolds, Kevin Peraza, let's see, Nathan Williams for sure is goated. All the three of those guys, and then Danny McCaskill for my fourth, man.
Nice.
He's dope.
Does Danny even ride BMX?
He don't ride BMX, but he rides like the
he
big
rides
bike stuff.
Bikes, yeah.
But I would say, I mean, if I had to pick four BMX riders,
Danny,
to pick a fourth.
As much as we love him, this is BMX Mount Rushmore.
Yeah,
huh?
My bad, dog.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with one of the young goats and have to say Casey Case, man. Casey Starlin. That's my dog, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, he's one of my homies. Yeah.
That's, I think, one of the youngest people we've had on the old Rushmore, dude. That's great.
He's shutting it down.
He's phenomenal, man.
Yeah, he's about to be keep going. Yeah. I hope he does because he is off the chain.
He seems to be improving too.
And if I wasn't gonna pick him, 100% Simone.
Simone
Barocco all day. That dude's got style for miles.
Yep.
Off the chain.
That's fire. Yeah. That is a correct one.
Yeah. Oh, most definitely.
Correct Mount Rushmore, except you left Dennis Anderson out.
And Dennis is pretty goated always, though. Everybody knows Dennis. Everybody's goated, too. I don't need to speak on that one.
There's so many that get left off, and all the comment section is, Dave Mira. Where's Matt Hoffman?
Matt Hoffman forever.
Of course, guys. Yes, of course.
Those dudes are set in stone. They're on a whole nother
They're literally set in stone at Mount Rushmore. What the fuck else do I ask? Mount Rushmore, proudest clip. I used to have notes. It would be nice to have notes. What question do you want me to ask you?
Whatever you're feeling. No. I don't know, I guess.
When you were driving over here, what were you thinking in your head? I hope Bobby asked me this.
I don't know, BMX careers? I don't know. Like, life with BMX? I don't know. It's a hard one. Yeah. I would say, like, if I was going to say anything, it'd be more or less like...
Shit, I hope he doesn't ask me what I eat.
Yeah, for real.
Fucking A.
My McDonald's diet's off the chain, though, but I'm looking good, guys. Know that.
You're chunky, dude.
Loving it, bro.
Oh, fat boy. He's a big old tank.
And then I would say, I don't know.
Who would win in a push-up contest, you or Brad Sims?
Oh, that's me, probably.
Yeah,
maybe.
How many can you bust out like in a row?
Straight, 100-something.
100-something.
Yeah, off the right now with a probably not with a broken hand, but yeah, even with a broken
just
hand,
just like one maybe, elbow down, and just cranking them.
I don't
out.
Know if he could pass 100, then he beat me. But I doubt him. Like if he could pass 100,
that's a feat, dude. Yeah. Doing 100.
And I do out. Like mine are good. Like mine are all the way up, all the way down, like, and not like touch, but like all the way up to here and then all the way down.
Yeah. Fully feel it.
Yeah,
push-ups are brutal. During the workout class, they have you doing push-ups in the middle of shit, and I'm just like. Barely getting 10.
Yeah, you know, like, dude, I did 750 burpees and it was an hour.
Wow.
And dude, off the
that's
chain
an awful
workout.
Lot of burpees, man.
It was little, and
each burpee
time.
Has a push up in it.
Yeah,
too.
It was so it was. I go hit, squat, jump into my push up, hop.
Wow.
And then get back up, and I did it 750 times straight. And dude, it was off the chain. I literally
that's some
I
real
remember,
prison shit.
It was, and some dude had bet me
I'm
that
bored.
I couldn't.
You know what I'm gonna do? 750 burpees. Yeah. What happened?
So some dude had bet me that I couldn't. I just got done working out, and then he bet me that I couldn't do that. And I was like, because I told him burpees are gay. I was like, that shit's fucking dumb as fuck. Like, you guys are just gonna get skinny. Like, good job. And so I ended up doing the thing, and I did like two more than I was supposed to. I did like 752. And I remember standing up going, fuck you. And I remember walking straight at the toilet and throwing up. Dude, it was awful. And then I went out and played basketball like 10 minutes later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Man, I thought I was tough doing a workout and then doing yoga in the
same
day.
Yoga's rough, bro. Yeah. So I'm not flexible at all. So, like, I've tried to do yoga and I can't because it hurts so bad. Dude.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have to, like, genuinely, like, slowly.
Yeah, it's a slow thing.
Chain,
yeah.
Yeah.
Getting flexibility takes, just like you said, like, it takes 3 months to be able to see any
difference. Dude, and it hurts. Yeah. That shit hurts. I'd rather rip a muscle bench in there
than just stretch.
Then, dude, because that
can you straight touch your toes?
No, barely. Barely.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's like.
I got to get you on some yoga, man.
Yeah, facts.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to think what the questions I usually see you ask, I guess. Up and coming?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who are some writers that. That's it. Thank you. Yeah. Who are some writers that I don't know that I should know about?
So, I mean, you know most of the dudes that I ride with. I mean, like, I would say.
Stump me.
Kane Camacho, obviously.
I know
he's a
Kane.
Sender. He sends it. He's out there killing. He's super good at rail rides. And he's one of those dudes that's like. Doesn't have the most style, but he's hucking it
it's
everywhere he
unique
goes.
Style.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, he does have style.
Yeah.
It's his own unique
It's literally
style.
His own. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And nobody like, else rides like him. Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
Obviously, Zach Beerley's killing it always. Fucking got the tail game on lock. And then who else is out here? Colton Cartwright.
Yeah. Colton's killing it. Yeah.
He is a
sender. Another style that you'll never see again. Yeah.
Sick. Dude, so we were in Vegas, and you know that huge bowl that's at that, what's that skate
Pro
park,
park?
Called? No, it's the huge park out in Vegas.
Pro like, Park.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Does it? There's a big downhill section, and then it goes into massive bowls that are
Yeah, I
impossible.
Did that double peg across that whole ledge there.
Oh, no, that's a different one. that's maybe that's not YMCA. I don't know the names of Vegas ones.
I know. I'm trying to think.
I know exactly which one
but
you're talking about.
So do we go there?
Los Amarillos.
Dude, the bowl's like 15 feet deep with super oververt.
Yeah.
And this, I'm like looking at it. And I'm like, damn, drop. Like as a kid, I remember just dropping into everything. Yeah. And I'm like looking at it. I was like, damn, that's pretty steep. And I dropped in, and this fool just hauls ass around the skate park. And I'm like, drop in. This fool just sits on his seat, just drop double peg from the top. Wow. Into it and go. I was like, oh, this guy, right when he hopped up, I'm like, you're off the chain, bro. But that's one kid I will say, keep your guys' eye out for, because
yeah, he's sick.
He's sending it lately. And he got in that car accident, remember? And he was like dead, almost dead. So
is that why he's rocking the helmet now?
Yeah. So he rocks his helmet for that. He will barely even ride without his helmet. But
that's my guy.
Yeah. He's
let's dude, go.
But he's that kid is, I would say, if he continues the path that he's going, killing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's got a bright future in BMX if he keeps going the way he is.
Yeah.
For sure.
Shit, talk about it like a wake-up call. Just like you almost died in a car accident, and then you're like, okay, I'm alive. What am I going to do?
Dude. Yeah. And like, and he's been like, because I would have, like, at first, I know he was like kind of just fucking around, like, oh, like, because he got paid and like from all the car accident stuff, so he was kind of just living his life, trying to get whatever life normal that he had.
Yeah.
And then now he's kind of like realized the reality, and now he's kind of just focused, which is tight.
Yeah.
So I told him,
super dope.
Yeah, I told him, I think we were talking, I actually talked to him today, but I always tell him just like, keep going, dude, because he kills it.
He's been coming to Glendale since he was a baby, dude. Like, I remember him from me being 18 and him being like, he must have been 15 or 14 or something, you know? Like, he was a kid at the skate park. And now he's, you know, grown up. All of you fuckers are grown ups now.
Real.
Like, you were a little shit when I was
riding around. I remember that when the Glendale kids used to be for the Chandler kids.
Yeah, yeah. We don't mess with Chandler. Just because... Literally, we've never driven that far before.
That's literally what it was. I didn't have a license, so it was like, fuck anybody else that's way over there.
Yeah.
That's literally what it was.
Anybody who's outside of my square mile, I don't like
you. Straight up. If I can't ride my bike to you, you ain't shit.
Like, you ain't shit.
For real. But yeah, that's probably, I'd say those three for sure.
Give me one more.
One more?
One more person. Try and stump me that I don't know that actually rides.
Here. Carter BMX.
Carver?
Carter.
Carter?
Carter? He's a park kid. He's a park kid. He rides Pat Casey's house a lot. Or he was riding Pat Casey's. Shout out Pat Casey. Rest in peace, dude. Seriously. And, his name's Carter BMX, dude. He kills it.
C-A-R-D-E-R?
Yeah. Sent him and his homie Jordan. Jordan Gano, I think his name is. Here. Let's see. Those kids right there are the...
Carter next. With a T?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Carter BMX 114, this kid. He's the park kid.
Got it.
He like shreds.
Oh, shit. Oops, I'm following him.
Yep.
Already.
Yeah, kid shreds.
He rides for Unity.
Yeah.
Cool. And he's out. Wait, you said, okay, so he's from Cali or something, and then he moved out here?
No, I don't know where. I believe he's from out here. I'm not positive, but he rides Pat Casey's house.
Okay,
the Dream Yard. He was riding that a decent amount recently, and then he does a lot of shows with me and all the dudes at Superhero Sun Team.
Dude, he's flaring.
Dude, he's killing.
Young Buck is
doing good. Dude, he's
15
years old.
Yeah.
And then same if you look up that Jordan, I think his name is Jordan Like, Jordan Bikes a Lot kid.
Jordan Bikes a Lot.
Dude, sender. Like, we were at the Superhero Stunt Team.
How old is he?
I don't know, personally, but I think he's a little older, but the kid sends it.
Damn, I'm following him, too. Yeah. You can't stump me, man.
Bro, I'm telling you. they're senders, though.
That's great.
Yeah, those are the kids right there. Anybody that I named right there, watch your eye.
Who's your favorite rider on Unity?
On Unity?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a hard one. I would say...
It's like picking a favorite child, you know? You're the really team manager.
Let's see. Who's,
you gotta got pick one and tell me why.
On there. As of right now, I'm going to have to say Jordan, dude. Jordan's killing it. Jordan's been on a mission, dude, and that kid just keeps getting better. That kid, like, literally, we pull up and he's... sending switch whips decades. He's doing front flips everywhere now.
Nice.
That kid's sending it. I'll say Jordan for sure right now is top killing it.
Nice.
And I'm proud to see that kid like bust his ass.
It's how like that you said there's 25 people on the team.
Yeah, we got
I don't
like
know if you said that on the
that
podcast or not.
Yeah.
How what's the average age? Everybody like 13, 15?
Yeah, so our average age I would say is roughly from like anywhere from probably like 15 to like 18 is like the rough age for everybody, and then you got like me, Brian, Kane, like the couple of the adults, the grown up kids, you know, just still riding.
So I heard that Randy got you guys all in and sat you down and gave you guys contracts.
Yeah, we signed contracts and everything, dude. So it's pretty much that to be on Unity, you can't post drugs, you can't post any like stuff like pretty much promoting anything negative towards like a kid would be not cool.
Yep,
you have to post at least anywhere from 3 times a week to up if you want, But I recommend, like, and I get it, like, life's busy, so I'm the team manager, so I'm not really stressing on that, because we have so many people that even if everybody posts at least once a week, I have content for the week for everybody, mm-hmm. you know? So that's my thing is, like...
And you got a group chat going?
Yeah, so we have one on the gram, but yeah. we have, like, a lot of people are wishy-washy with it, you know how it is.
Yeah.
And, like, but we kick people off all the time, dude. Like, I kicked a couple people off, and no hate towards them, like, they kill it, but at the same time... It's just like a job, dude. Like, if you ain't putting in that work and you're not being consistent, you're getting left behind. Like, we're not gonna hook you up because you say, hell yeah, Unity's dope once a year. Like, it's not how it goes, you know? Yeah. So, and they could be mad, but at the same time, I can give a fuck less. I'm doing me, you know what I mean? Yeah. Anything that you got going on, that's in there. Like, I'm in my lane, dude. There ain't no swerving here.
That's the way to be. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, and if you could get, this is the other podcast question, is if you could give advice to a young, hungry kid, which you are still a young, hungry kid, yeah. what would you say to a young, hungry kid?
So I would say...
Which I think you're in the position too, since you're a team manager and you're talking to, you know, the team. Yeah, but, so yeah, like, what do you say?
Diversity for sure when it comes to your clips, man. Don't post the same thing every single day. Like, if you're at a skate park and you're doing a 180 bar over something, don't 180 bar 50 other things at the skate park, because it's cool, but it's too consistent. You know, be a little diverse. Pegs this, do a whip here, do a bar spin here, do some, and it shows that you could ride a lot more. And same with when it comes to companies, and I had to learn this the hard way, is don't tag every company out in the business, bro. Like, when I was 17, 18, I was tagging anybody that liked, if Demolition liked my post, I was tagging them in my next one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it was just... That looks bad, dude. Like, it's companies, not a good look. They want to see loyalty. You know what I mean? Like, that's how, like, me and Fiend, bro. Like, I love Fiend. I've always rode their stuff. I'm always going to. And, like, even if they told me, hey, we're never going to fuck with you, I'm still going to ride their stuff because they're one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I would recommend, dude, if you got a company in mind, stick with them. And even if they don't fuck with you now, keep putting in that work for them. Show it's them that true, yeah. you deserve that spot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And even if you're not on the AM or pro team or getting paid,
there's something to that.
Yeah.
I remember that, which, like Sabro said, some dudes are just hardcore and I forget exactly who it is, but what you're saying is right.
Yeah, and that's a fact, bro. If you put in that work long enough, it's going to be noticed.
Yeah.
No good deed goes unpunished. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. So when you're sitting there and you're putting in work and you're showing up to these, travel, that's another one.
Yep.
Travel and show yourself out anywhere you go. And even like me, I went to an event the other day for the Yawn Media. Shout out Vish.
Oh, yeah, you went to that?
Yeah, I went out. It was sick, bro. Everyone was killing it. And like, I'm out there with a broken hand and all I want to do is ride, bro. Yeah. I'm literally sitting there on my bike and all I want to do is pedal.
Yeah.
So it got to the point where I literally like went and put my bike down, like just chopped it up with everybody for a couple hours. And then I was like, I helped set up and I was like, all right, cool, everybody. Like, I'm out of here.
Hell yeah.
And I went to the beach.
Nice.
You know what I mean? And that's just simple. Like,
did you go to Venice Beach?
I think we went to Huntington.
Nice.
Yeah. I was trying to go. We went to Seal Beach and I mistaked Seal Beach for La Jolla because I wanted to go hang out with some seals, dude. I was trying to get some selfies, you know?
Seal Beach. I was in Venice while that event was happening, really? Working.
Dude, it was sick.
And I looked up how far it was, and it was 40 minutes away, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah,
dude, like, I wish I could have been there.
It was sick, bro. But it was so shitty, like, not being able to ride in it. Because all the homies are there, so I'm, like, trying to shred with them, and I'm just like, I was just sitting there like, oh, my goodness.
But that's good advice, to travel.
Yeah, 100% to make shit happen, travel, dude. And just that Florida trip changed my whole life.
Yeah.
Straight up, dude. And it gave me a new reality on, like, how small this world is, bro. It took me 5 hours to get across the whole United States. And so I'm like, holy fuck, imagine if I had 10 hours, I can go everywhere.
And then you're just in Florida. It's kind of trippy traveling.
Yeah.
So that was your first time on a plane.
My first time on a plane, dude, ever. And so it was funny because we had
that,
a layover. Right?
Was that? Okay, I said that on here. Yeah.
Yeah, so like we had the layover, was in Tennessee. We went to Tennessee and then we went to Florida. And I remember, dude, like the flight back was the sketchiest, bro, because it was pitch black outside. So like we're flying, dude. And I just remember, like, I was like, I'm going to go to sleep. And my homie was watching this movie. He gave me his AirPods, so I'm watching this movie. Like, I'm at the window like this. And all of a sudden, I'm, like, almost asleep, and I just wake up. My homie's hands in my face. I open my eye, and I look over. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? And he's all, are you asleep? I was like, no. And he's like, can I have my AirPod? I give him his AirPod. Another 10 minutes go by. I look over. This fool's literally shaking, bro. And I'm like, what are you doing? This random dude's next to us. He's bumping this dude on the fly. And the dude's like kind of sketched out. He's like looking at my homie. And I was like, Darian, fucking quit, bro. You're hitting this fool. And Darian's like, I'm so fucking sorry. He's like shaking. I'm like, what's good? He's like, bro, I'm fucking tripping. I was like, you need to chill, dog. But yeah, plane
traveling.
Flight. Yeah, it was sick for my first plane flight.
Fuck yeah. What's your favorite place you've ever been? You haven't been that many places on planes yet.
Yeah, I've only ever been to California, New Mexico, Vegas, and Florida and Arizona. And I went to Mexico for like 10 minutes one time.
Yeah.
But that was being stupid.
Yeah.
And but I honestly, dude, that's a hard one. I would say every one of the places was special. Florida was off the chain because Swamp Fest was crazy. Yep. So I would say Florida was definitely number one. And then California's always got the spots, dude. You go to California, I can film a whole edit in a week, and it's going to be everything.
It's pretty magic.
Then, Vegas was cool. You got Matt out there. You got Papa Bison. Yep. You know, all them. All the homies are out there killing it. Jasper Jones, that's my dog.
The He's scene is good, too. Yeah.
Jasper kills it.
Yep.
But yeah, like, so I would say all those dudes for sure.
Well, that's dope.
Trip, you love me, dude.
What has been your favorite part of this podcast?
Hanging out with my dog, you already know. And my other dog, my favorite one right here. Let him know, Trip, we out here.
Handsome guy. Anything you'd like to say?
The
floor is yours.
Yeah, just thank you for the opportunity, bro. Seriously, it's super cool to be on the podcast and be able to be involved with Dig BMX and like everything going on.
Hell yeah.
I appreciate that. And to all the viewers, like, thank you guys. Anybody that does support me and watch my videos and show me love, I appreciate that. And I promise you guys that after this is done, that I'm coming back even stronger. And be prepared, because there's big things coming for me in this future, and I'm going to be motivated, and I'm going to make it. Just watch. I promise
Hell yeah.
you that.
Let's go. All right. You've reached the end of the podcast. I'll see you next week.
Later, guys.